KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner. Because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness. Black Bear feels like home. 97.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do our weekly overview. When I say ours, a collection, kind of like a menagerie of talk radio people. In a manner of speaking, we can say that because we're all friends and we all care about each other. We have, three people to start the hour with. Jennifer Horn, keep your peanut gallery comments to yourself, please, Victoria, for just a second. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer, KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. We have Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, who's the ops person. That's ops means he's an operator. He's a big-time operator. He's in charge of big-time talk radio shows.
The smooth operator.
Yes, he's a smooth operator.
Just Rich, you. McFadden, only you. You're my only job.
Really?
That's full-time.
Yeah.
It is full-time.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right, so there are 10 items on the charts for the week of December 30th to January 3rd. As usual, we start the new year with number 10, year-end retrospectives. I'm so tired of those already, I don't think we need to spend any time on that. Number 9, the death of Don Imus. A lot of people talking about that. I noticed that the coach of the team about whom he referred to the hair, remember that from when he got fired? He got fired from MSNBC and whichever station he was on at the time. And the woman who was the coach of the team sent her condolences to Don Imus' wife upon his passing, which I thought was, I think...
Class act.
Yeah, classy.
Yeah, very right. Classy, very generous.
Yeah. Number 8, immigration reform, lots of reforms. What are we doing as we get into the... There's going to be a lot of repetition, no question about that. Number 7 has to do with our relationship with North Korea. And little Fatty saying, okay, it's time for us to retool and to rework our relationship. We'll be fine. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the church shooting in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the impeachment. And number 1, the situation in the Middle East with the death of whoever this guy was. Nobody
Soleimani.
Ever heard of him before. Yeah, his name sounds... as much as it's dismissive. Yeah, it is significant.
Yeah, this
all right,
is
so go ahead,
John.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is just one of the top leaders of Iran's military. And after the embassy attack for the U.S. embassy attack in Baghdad, this was the response from the Trump administration. This guy was just...
So did this guy orchestrate the...
Yeah.
He orchestrated everything.
He orchestrated it.
What's an Iranian doing in Iraq?
They have a whole, this is what I was telling you, is that they have this, we didn't even know about this. This is what is so crazy, is that I think this was so underreported. There's so many things, because we get caught up in all the juicy drama and the gossip and the soap opera.
The non-news.
But there is an area called the Green Zone that Iran is basically occupying in Iraq. So Iraqis are actually cheering the death of this guy, along with some Americans, although Trump has taken a lot of heat from Democrats right now, saying that this is an escalation, and clearly it is an escalation, but this guy has future plans.
Chuck Schumer had hurt feelings because he didn't get notice of the U.S. airstrike.
Well, let's be clear about this. Congress is supposed to be notified. I'm not taking the Democrats' side, but Congress is supposed to be notified of something like this before it happens. That is supposed to happen.
Yeah,
no, they are supposed to be notified, the leaders in Congress, not the whole of Congress, but like the big four or the big eight, they are supposed to be notified before something like this happens. But without getting into the weeds of this, this is an escalation. Now, whatever that means, that doesn't, I'm not saying that that's
an escalation
good or a bad
that the Iranians
thing.
Caused,
it's
right? It's
what?
An escalation that the Iranians caused. Well, I guess you could go back and...
Well, it depends whether this becomes a regional conflict or a small conflict or a global conflict.
What business does Iran have in Iraq? Yeah, but what business does Iran have in Iraq?
Iraq has got a very weak government, and this goes back to the argument about whether we should have been there in the first place, whether Saddam Hussein was a better leader, whatever it is. I mean, there's a thousand arguments you can have, but where
we
are today...
They do not want Iraq to succeed.
They don't want Iraq to succeed. They also see blood in the water because they know it's a weak government. So Iran sees this as basically an opportunity for a land grab and for a power grab.
So do we have to have troops there for
Iran? And it's also a sign. They want to push out the Americans, and they see Iraq as an American democracy, and they do not want that to flourish and grow in the region. So they need to kill it. That for Iran to exist 100 years from now, they need to make sure Iraq doesn't.
And this is a guy who killed women and students. I mean, this is a guy who kills people who disagrees with him. So he's not a great guy.
Iran has been playing a major role in Iraqi politics ever since the U.S. invasion of Iraq a long time ago. So Iran has been a major player in Iraqi politics, and many Iraqis do not like that. So even though Iraqis may have been protesting what happened today, not all Iraqis would have protested it.
Well, let's go back a little bit.
The bigger picture here
is... Let's make clear something that this might have done in Iran, and we don't know this yet. There have been a lot of protests in Iran recently against the government. A lot of protests. At least 1,500 people have been killed, don't forget, in Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the U.S. killing Soleimani, who is a very, very, very bad man and has been behind almost all the external attacks in the last 20 years could unite Iranians behind its own government. But so we don't know how the Iranians will retaliate. They will. The U.S. is concerned about cyber attacks.
From the Iranians?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be how they try to attack. Yeah,
I didn't know they were that far. I thought we were worried about cyber attacks.
Let's take two steps back and look at the big picture here. So help me remember, the Sunnis and the Shiites, the Iranians are the Sunnis, right? No, the Shiites.
The Shiites.
They back the Shiites, and then the Saudi Arabia backs the Sunni.
All right, let's back up even
really
further.
What we've got going on here is the Iranians and the Saudis fighting each other inside of Iraq for control of the region.
Well, that goes back to the war between Iran and Iraq when Saddam was running Iran. Remember, there's a big... But that was started by the Europeans coming into the Middle East, like they did to Africa, like they've done in so many other places in Asia, and they just arbitrarily chop up regions. This was all part of Persia before the Europeans came in, mostly the British and the Dutch. And they arbitrarily chopped up. They had no recognition, nor did they have any regard for the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds, who had their own territory, who were left unto themselves, pretty much the same as in Africa when the tribes were all in their own little places and they weren't disrupted and they chopped up the, they'd made lines in the sand, and this is how the new government's going to be, and that's when all the bloodshed started. Well, the same thing happened in the Middle East. And so we've got these three warring factions that are all religious subsets of the Muslim religion, and they don't like each other to the point where they kill each other. And that's, you know, you talk about what goes on with some of these groups there and stuff we don't understand. The last time I checked, the Presbyterians weren't killing the Lutherans because they didn't get along with each other. But that isn't, you know, how it works over there. And so we didn't recognize, or the powers that be didn't recognize, what they needed to recognize. So these wars have been going on for quite a long time. And, it, you know, it got worse when I believe that Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and that the Iranians are Shiites. Is that it? Do I remember that correctly?
Iranians are Shiites. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. This didn't happen under Saddam Hussein, who was, of course, somebody who had an iron grip on Iraq.
What didn't happen under?
Any of this. Saddam Hussein had an iron grip on Iraq and managed to keep the peace.
Saddam would have never let that general into Iran, and he would have killed him if he snuck in.
The Iraqis are cheering the death of this guy. The Iraqis are standing with America and cheering the death of this guy. Saddam Hussein was horrible to his own people. He killed his own people. He was a brutal leader. He held down women.
He killed the people that were Sunnis. Anyway,
he wasn't a great guy, but what he did do was he wasn't going to let Iran come waltzing into his country. So now that he's gone and that area is destabilized, Iran sees it as an opportunity to push out democracy. Yeah.
All right, so
it's a vacuum.
Here's the Washington Times headline. You ready? I want to get everybody's take on this one. Iran on notice. This is Trump, not Obama.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means.
That Obama handed Iran a plane full of cash and basically paid ransom to them to leave us alone. And Trump's not going to do that. He's going to stand up and protect Americans.
Well, we're not sure whether President Trump has a strategy here. We're not sure what that is.
We don't know
what the retaliation is, and you never know what turns any kind of escalation or war is going to take.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Iran has made it very clear they want to kill Americans, and that anybody who associates with Americans, they want to get
the
rid of.
The government of Iran.
At the core of who they are, they hate Western culture, and so they're going. I mean, this could have actually stopped future attacks. They know that this guy had other things planned. They were trying to make this a Benghazi, and instead of letting people sit there like, you know, just sitting there like
targets.
Waiting, like targets. Trump actually sent someone in to fight back and to save people's lives and got them out of there. He wasn't just going to let them sit.
He sent in a drone.
Well, airstrikes are the helped drive them out. Yeah.
No, they sent in, what was it, 100 Marines the other day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Fortify the embassy.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer Horn, Victoria, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Countdown Review. As the new year begins and you start with your New Year's resolution, have you resolved to get better rest, to get better sleep, and have you got a better pillow to help you? Have you got a better mattress to help you? Have you got better sheets to help you? If you don't, there's a good chance it's time to go to MyPillow.com to find the pillow that will change your life forever. And that's not an overstatement. That's true. So find what you want first and then figure out what the discount is. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Got a small or medium-sized business? Maybe you're a blogger or content creator. If you're looking to grow a broader customer base, one of the best ways to reach more people and promote your brand is online through GoDaddy. And it's never been easier to create a great website and then promote it. We asked GoDaddy's Anne D'Aragon how it works.
Never been more important to create a website for your business. So you mentioned earlier, GoDaddy is the place to come to get a domain. So name your idea, get it online, and then use our marketing tools to develop your online presence and a broader audience. So we've got about 19 million customers around the world.
Wow.
And we've got great support. So you can come get the tools and the insights and the people to help transform your ideas into success.
Find out more about GoDaddy and building your website at GoDaddy.com. And to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can see the list every week of the top stories, the top people on the list. People list I didn't go through yet, but I will. Number 10 is Don Imus. Number 9, the leaders in Asia of China and North Korea. Number 8, a lot of 8 and 7 and 6 and all these Democratic candidates. I thought it was interesting that Julian Castro ended his campaign this week. He was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Huh?
What'd you say, Richard? I didn't even realize he was a candidate.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, he was one of the... how many other Latinos are running or have been running or have been in the race? I'm not... remembering, yeah, zero. Okay,
yeah,
wow.
I found that very interesting that he's out. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he's actually a very interesting man. And if he'd been able to gain some traction, he had some things to say. He just couldn't. And it's so fascinating how the people who are getting the money, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, are the old white guys. And Biden's getting the money from the older voters, and Bernie is getting the money from the young voters.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting also, Marianne Williamson, who was a shadow candidate, in a manner of speaking, is out. She fired her staff, so she's still kind of there, but not. I liked her because she represented something different, a new kind of thinking. I think that's what we need a lot more of, frankly, from various corners. And we haven't, I think the, my observation is there's nothing left but white guys on the stage, right? And what's her face?
Amy.
Well, Amy's still there. And so, but they're all, the people there are all white. And that seems to stick in the craw of a lot of Democrats. And whether or not Warren goes anywhere, I don't, you know, I just, I have such negative feelings toward her, I'm not objective. So if anybody else wants to take a look at that.
That's very honest of it. I want to see, what date is the South Carolina primary? Because I'm very interested to see who's going to do well there, because
I think the first four primaries go to four different people.
Do
Big
you?
Bang
That's
bang.
Interesting.
Yep. Didn't we say that was in February? This is one of the first ones.
Super Tuesday
is like, yeah.
March, yeah. And then back to, again, the need for a change, a wholesale change. We need a constitutional convention. We need to have primaries all on the same day so that everybody feels like their vote counts. We need to get rid of the Electoral College so everybody feels like their vote counts. Everybody's vote doesn't count now. It's an absurd reality that we ought to be really working harder at straightening out, in my estimation.
Well, anyway. It kind of is. I mean, you know, if you look at the schedule, we've got all of the, I mean, Super Tuesday, March 3rd.
No, but everybody do it on the same day.
No, I hear you. But you got Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina come first. They're all through February.
Yeah, okay.
And then,
but why?
And then you've got on March 3rd, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, like 17, 18 states. And then the
still
rest
not
of
all
them
together.
Kind of trickle out.
Yeah, and they don't have any impact by that time.
Yeah.
What if you're not a member of a political party like me?
Yeah.
You're out in some states. Like in Maryland, I'm a non-person. I might as
well,
that should
change, too. You should be able to go and take a ballot and not have to declare yourself. You say, okay, today I'm a Republican. I want to vote in the Republican primary. That's it. End of story. When you leave, I want to go back to my independent status. Why the hell can't you do that? Other than the power, the throttling.
As an independent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should be able to go in. You say, they'll come, they find your name and you're an independent, and then, well, I want a Republican ballot. And you vote the Republican, whoever you want to, and you go back and you want to become an independent, so you say, I'm an independent now, 28 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchased from SJ Denim. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We're not departing from the script live and unrehearsed. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues. Rich McFadden, who's at the studios in Washington of Radio America. Victoria Jones is here with the DC Radio Company. We're going through the first list of the new year from Talkers Magazine, continuing the tradition of Talkers. Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All kinds of podcasts are there as well. And each week they put together the list of the top 10 stories from their research, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, the people list as well. So here we are going around and around and around with the politics as usual. One, the most interesting story for me, I guess number one, is the Iranian general, and the fact that Mike Pompeo says that this was good We needed to do this, and okay, so, yep, that's fine. Then there is, with regard to the presidential race, there's a law firm in Wisconsin that has asked a judge to find the Elections Commission in contempt of court because it hasn't purged 200,000 voters from the rolls. And this brings, it seems to me, back around. This is one of those subset stories about who's going to be able to vote and why they can or cannot vote and how irascible some of these people are in these positions and how difficult it is to actually figure out in reality our most important function. It is such a mess. There's no consistency to it. In some states, you actually have to prove who you are to vote. Duh. And in states where I am, you don't have to. You walk in and say, okay, here's my name. I mean, it's back to the old when Joe Kennedy got the mafia to vote for his kid in Chicago so he could become the president. And it goes back even further than that, to the old days, the Teapot Dome scandal. I mean, all the stuff that still goes on. And we don't seem to want to deal with it, or we don't have the stomach. I don't know what our problem is, politically correct or whatever the hell it is, but there seems, it's absurd.
You're a racist.
I'm a racist. I know I am racist.
Yeah, for wanting to identify people who actually vote, to require them to have to go and actually get some kind of identification.
Or they can't do that because it's too inconvenient or some nonsense.
No, it's just pure and simple. You're a racist.
I am. You're right. I know it. Yep. So I guess we move on from that to something that won't require. Here's something. These attacks, man. This guy with a machete walks into this rabbi's house and starts chopping people up. Where are we in this world?
Somebody's got to get on the mental health thing.
You really do. Yeah. You see this sort of stuff?
And the rage thing.
Well, but there's a lot of rage.
There's a lot of rage.
Yeah. And what's the reason for it? You have something that I don't have and I want it, so I'm going to come take it?
But same people stop and don't pull out a machete and walk into somebody's house and start swinging it around and killing people. I mean,
no.
Same people
don't commit murder, Richie. By definition, you are insane if you commit any murder or antisocial act like the Texas church suit. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. And it's now going on more and more. I'm pretty much taken back by the amount of Nazis.
Wasn't that guy let out of prison just before? Am I remembering this right? The Texas church shooter? Didn't he get released?
I think he had been in prison, but I'm not sure how recently.
Okay. Yeah, that could be it. So, and that brings me around. I'm going to, as an aside here, our system and how easy it is to take shots at it. I wish we could. I don't think taking shots at it are the way to fix it. I think fixing it is the way to fix it. There's a movie that's out now that just has come out. Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed and was the bad guy in the Black Panther and has gotten a lot of people's attention because he's quite a good actor, has produced along with Jamie Foxx a movie called Just Mercy, which also features Brie Larson, the true story of what went on in Alabama in the court system and how blacks were being executed in the 1970s and the 1980s willy-nilly, and how it was, you hear these stories and you at the moment you hear them you get outraged, and then all right, what's next? And then they come back around again and you see the story. This guy wrote the story, who was the lawyer, Brian Stevenson, I think was his name. His story is the story of what isn't American justice, but yet it is American justice. And all of the things, we are imperfect, there's no question. The definition of being human is to be imperfect. But when these things come up time after time after time, and I think maybe the modern day reflection, even though we have a lot of white on black crime, it's not as bad as the black on black crime, but we have a lot of police and authority chasing blacks around still for no good reason. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that keeps us from becoming a really, we're an immature society. When we can't deal with people who are different than whether you're gay or whether you're black or whether you're whatever you are, even women, we're still a very immature society in lots of ways. And I don't know what to do other than pointing it out. What do you do about it? Is there something that can be done to make us not so worried about what other people are all about and focus on ourselves? I kind of, after I say that, I don't know where to go with it. But I know
right.
that when I see these shootings and the guy with the machete, what the hell is that? We're supposed to be the most progressive society in the world. Guys don't go into people's homes.
Oh,
well, that's what that's the PR. whether you believe that or not, people, you came here because it was better than where you were, right? Victoria, why'd you come here? You wanted to be better than you were, right? You wanted to be better off than you were, an opportunity. Right? Is that why you came here?
No. People come here for so many different reasons, and I just think the world has become increasingly complex, and I think that we're wrestling with this. And I know that that's a very fluffy, vague answer, but that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's changing in that we used to be different but the same. So the Italians would have their neighborhood, and Puerto Ricans would have their neighborhood,
Irish
would have their neighborhood, and the blacks would have their neighborhood.
Right.
But you know what? Everybody was an American. Mm-hmm. And sure, while we all kind of hung out at the same bars as our friends that were like us and whatever, but now it's this division is becoming so, you know, ever since, you know, I'm Irish-American, I'm African-American, I'm whatever, Italian-American.
Their heritage before
the fact that they're an American. And it's dividing us, and, you know, so now the Jewish and this and that, it's just everybody's got their own, and we aren't Americans like we used to be. And I think we still are, but I just think that there are people out there who take this division.
It doesn't feel like we are. It doesn't feel like we are.
Yeah, it's more divided.
You know,
but was America ever like America used to be?
Well, it's always
divided. What does that mean?
Some of the reasons why the Irish all lived together? Well, one of the reasons might have been because the Irish weren't welcome.
Mm-hmm. They weren't.
That's true.
Yeah. As blacks haven't been welcomed, or Jews haven't been welcomed, or, you know, old people aren't welcome. You know, you can make a case for that. But we're so divided on so many different lines. Climate change, yes, no, you know, things like that. We just keep finding things that separate us instead of putting us together.
But here's the dilemma. Once you get 300 million people plus, I mean, it's hard for everybody to
manage.
It's a lot of people.
Manage almost 8 billion people on the planet. You can't manage them either. Too many people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 300 million people. I mean, when you've got, what was it in the 60s, the population of the United States in the 60s? 100 million people, 150 million people, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
And the interesting thing about our increase in population is it's not coming from, quote-unquote, Native Americans. We are not the population boom or bust or the population explosion or whatever we had when I was a kid in the 60s when school populations increased. The white, and I don't know even call
it was
Native
from
American.
Domestic Americans, not
we don't
immigrants. We're not domesticating now.
Immigration is responsible for the increase in our population, not births. And that is something that really is part of the focus, getting people to come here who are going to contribute. I'm all for opening up the gates to people. I went to school with the people from all over the world. And they stayed and they contributed. They were great assets. And that has not become the case, not with everybody anyway. And they're not doing a good job of separating out the people who are good for being in America and the people who aren't good for being here.
I got three immigrants sleeping in my house right now.
Right. And you're married to one of them.
I'm one of the few domestics, citizens here.
Yeah, right. Oh, listen. It's okay. Time to wake him up, Richie. Let's get him out there and producing. Time for time for a big focus change. 45 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Those of you who have started the new year and you're looking at a gym membership and you start this week and next week you'll quit, or you're thinking of saw Oprah Winfrey all over the place. You can't turn on the television without seeing an Oprah Winfrey Weight Watchers commercial. And it's always the same thing at the same time of year. Lose weight. You're fat from the holiday experience. Well, I advised back in November that you get on the program with Calitrin to sort of ward off what would be the impending doom of your waistline expansion. And some people did it and some people didn't. I will tell you that the services are still there. They will be there. They've been there for 20-some-odd years. It's a group of nurses who got together who saw a program to lose weight, so you stay on it and get your body used to having that extra collagen and therefore pushing the extra weight out. You stay healthy, and it's painless. It's Calitrin.com. That's where you want to go, the all-natural way to approach your heaviness, to lose the weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly list, the top 5 plus 5, which would equal 10 stories. I'm getting my math straight here. Let's go through from number 10 to number 1 to give you the retrospective. And speaking of retrospective, at number 10, looking back at last year, that's where a lot of people were in conversation. Number 9 on the list, the passing of Don Imus. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform. Number 7, our relationship with North Korea. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the shooting at the church in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York City. At number 3, the presidential race, who's in, who's out. Number 2, the impeachment of the president. And number 1, the embassy protesting in Iraq, the tensions in the Middle East, and the death of the general that came over from Iran to Iraq to cause trouble. That's the list, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
On the people list at Talkers, compiled by the staff at Talkers Magazine, that goes around literally and figuratively listening talk radio program stations, hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10 on the list of people, Don Imus. At number 9, a tie between the leader of China and North Korea. At number 8, 7, and 6, basically a rehash of all of the people who are running for the presidential sweepstakes in the Democratic Party. Rudy Giuliani is at number 5. The general from Iran that got killed in Iraq at number 4. Number 3 is Adam Schiff. Number 2 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. and number one is President Donald Trump. Certainly, this is going to be a we always say this, but I think it's true. It becomes more true each year. Momentous year in store for us, and I hope you're all going to be around. We look forward to having your company every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so in a, sort of a wrap here to what we have the first week of the year, no real surprises, I don't think. Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, I don't see anything that is earth-shaking, even though we always sort of have this marginal line, the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. Well, it's a new opportunity, new start, new beginnings, fresh. But I see a lot of the same old stuff here, and I don't mean that to to put down the list, but I just think that we find ourselves stuck. I think we are. I would like to think that 2020 will get us out of a rut. Yes,
I think the Iran thing is shaking it up a little bit as far as topics go.
Yeah, right.
So we have to see it. Keep an eye on that.
Yep, for sure, Victoria.
Definitely got to keep an eye on Iran. I think we've got to keep an eye on international events generally, China, North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, China especially, I think. North Korea is just like a fly on the back of an elephant, but the Chinese, yes, for sure. And then the damn Ayatollah and what he can create, stir up for his own purposes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Talk Radio Review here at 10 minutes for the hour.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five tech stories of the week now in order. Victoria Keelan is not with us this week, so I'm going to do the honors starting at number five. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize the voice or the attitude. I have an attitude, a progressive, positive attitude toward all of technology, even if I don't understand most of it. Here's number five, the focus on what you could pay for your groceries if you are using your veins. This is the weirdest story. Amazon filed a patent for technology that could identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand. In other words, reading your palm, like a palm reader. The resulting images could be used to identify you as a shopper at Amazon stores. It was reported Amazon might install these high-tech scanners in Whole Foods, but apparently not yet. the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office publishing an application that suggests Amazon is focusing right now on Amazon Go stores. While fingerprint scanners have been around for quite a while, Amazon hopes to innovate by developing a personal identification system that you don't have to touch. Customers would hover their hand in front of an infrared light as a camera snaps two images, one from the surface and one that actually looks deep into your veins. An internal computer system would identify you based on the information that they have. The identity of a person could be used to link them to an associated account. The internal management system could track what item the customer picked from a shelf. Internal hand scanning would be more reliable than a credit card swipe. Number four this week is a note from Spotify. It says they're going to stop selling political ads. The company said it would pause the selling of all this advertising. It won't appear in its ad-supported tier or its original or exclusive podcasts either. The ads will still appear on non-exclusive podcasts or podcasts that are not owned by Spotify. Spokesperson said, quote, "We do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, our systems, our tools to validate and review the content. We'll assess or reassess the decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities." Bernie Sanders and the folks at the Republican National Convention both advertised on Spotify at this point. Other tech companies have implemented new rules when it comes to political ads as well. For example, Twitter banned the ads entirely with a policy that took effect back in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads and says we're not going to fact check them. Now, listen, I think it's about time we grew up. And if you fact check every ad that runs on every radio station, every television station, on every podcast, every newspaper, there wouldn't be much advertising left, frankly. Number three on the list as we work our way to number one of the top five stories this week in technology. I'm wondering about getting spammed. I wonder how many people have seen this. Quote, "We've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our informational practices as well as to comply with a CCPA. That's the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect the 1st of January. And that's why Postmates and Condé Nast and Hulu and many more businesses have emailed customers over the past couple of weeks with new terms of service. The California Privacy Act regulates how companies collect and store data. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual revenue, have more than 50,000 people's personal data, or generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data. Maybe California sets the stage here for the rest of the country. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, actually. All right. Number two, Wikipedia has listed its top pages for the past year at number, these are page views, people, places, things. Keanu Reeves had 16 million views, Billie Eilish 20 million, the Marvel Comics 21 million views, the Joker 22 million, the highest grossing film list 24 million, Chernobyl disaster television show 25 million, Freddie Mercury 27 million, Ted Bundy 29 million, who the hell knows why, the deaths of people like Luke Perry in 2019, 37 million there, and the Avengers was the top Wikipedia page view, 43,987,013 views. Wow. And number one this week, the president signs a law increasing the robocall fine to $10,000. Hopefully this is going to do something. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, TRADED, signed after Congress approved the bill. Fines can now reach $10,000 a call, so all those damn calls coming to you should come to a halt. Let's hope that's the case. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet.
Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
9970.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Congress has been officially notified by the White House of the U.S. strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani.
The 1973 War Powers Act required the president to notify Congress of the circumstances necessitating the introduction of United States armed forces within 48 hours. The speaker reacted to the notification saying that the entirety of the information conveyed was classified and said that Congress was not consulted in advance. The Pentagon announced this week that Soleimani had been killed in a U.S. strike near Baghdad International Airport. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that the action was in response to an imminent threat to American lives, and President Trump has said it was done to stop a war. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two more people are missing in remote parts of New South Wales state as rain and cooler temperatures bringing some measure of relief Monday to the Australian communities battling wildfires, but the rain also making it a challenge for fire crews to complete strategic burns as they try to prepare for higher temperatures this week. The sex assault case against Harvey Weinstein starts tomorrow with jury selection in a New York courtroom, the only criminal case to arise from more than a dozen allegations against the disgraced movie mogul.
Weinstein's trial is expected to share some similarities with the first big trial of the Me Too era. That ended with Bill Cosby's conviction for drugging and molesting a woman. As in that case, prosecutors are angling to make Weinstein's trial a referendum on his behavior with women over many decades, not just the two he's charged with, raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performing a forcible sex act on another woman in 06. The most serious charge carries a mandatory life sentence and requires prosecutors demonstrate Weinstein had a habit of violating women. For that, they plan to call several witnesses, including actress Annabella Sciorra, who says he raped her. Weinstein pleaded not guilty and maintains any sex was consensual. Julie Walker, New York.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Vikings blow a 10-point fourth-quarter lead before beating the Saints 26-20 in overtime.
Drew Brees and the Saints rallied from 10 points down in the fourth to send the game to overtime on a 49-yard field goal by Will Lutz. The Vikings won the overtime toss and chose to receive. That's where Cousins took over, setting up the game-winning pass to Rudolph with a 43-yard bomb to Adam Thielen that got Minnesota down to the New Orleans 2. The 6-seed Vikings advance to San Francisco, where they'll face the NFC's top seed, the 49ers.
Denny Kapp reporting. In the other wild card game, Seahawks beat the Eagles 17-9. Russell Wilson with 325 yards passing, 45 rushing, 2 touchdown passes, one to DK Metcalf, the other to Marshawn Lynch. Seattle flies to Green Bay next week to play the Packers. The other divisional games will be the Titans at the Ravens, and the Texans travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating the crash of a speeding Tesla that killed two people in a Los Angeles suburb.
Agency spokesman Sean Rushton wouldn't say whether the Tesla Model S was on autopilot when it crashed on December 29th in Gardena. That system is designed to automatically change lanes and keep a safe distance from other vehicles. Police say the black Tesla had left a freeway and was moving at a high rate of speed when it ran a red light and slammed into a Honda Civic at an intersection. A man and woman in the Civic died at the scene.
Jeremy House reports another Tesla crash killed a woman last weekend in Indiana. State police there say the driver was from Prescott Valley, Arizona, and was seriously injured after he rear-ended a fire truck parked along Interstate 70 in Putnam County. His wife, unfortunately, was pronounced dead at a hospital. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Oh, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly effort by the folks at Talkers Magazine to go over on the radio the top 10 stories of the week. Talk 10. Say it again, Doug. The top 10 people in
Dr. Bukabubahanga.
All right, well, that's a good way for us to start off the hour, Michael.
Michael, like slipping on a banana peel.
Yes, it is.
And then trying to, and wrenching your back when you come up trying to straighten yourself up again. Yeah, we're here starting off the new year, the way we finish the year, talking about what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They're responsible for the research and the story list that you can find every week at talkers.com. So as we look at the various things that are here, the top news talk story. By the way, it isn't just a weekly thing. You can find a daily update to the big talk stories, the news talk stories, every day at talkers.com as well.
As a matter of fact, things change so quickly that the update is what used to be like a weekly thing. I mean, we should have a nanosecond update the way things change. I mean, it makes a show like this that looks back at the week seem like, you know, old news.
Yes.
You know, what, we're still talking about that? Well, we were talking about it on Monday, you know, or Tuesday.
Well, the impatience we have with the cycle, the news cycle, and our attention span, and things that are very different. And I'm going to ask you, after we go through the list here, I'm going to ask you for some looking forward moments, some thoughts as to how we'll be doing this through the year, based on what you just said, in essence.
Okay, well, write it down so you don't forget.
Focus. No, I shan't. Yes, I shall not.
All right, so here we go. Looking back at the year 2019, which seems like a very long time ago. So it seems like it was a decade ago, as we enter the roaring, not boring, not snoring.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah, roaring, not boring. All right, number 10. year-end retrospectives. Everybody does the years in review. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, in some cases, they did the decade in review. A lot of people lost, you know, it was kind of lost on people that it was a change of a decade. There were very, very few decade reviews, as I've seen in other times, but there were a lot of year-end reviews. Okay, number nine, the death of radio icon Don Imus. That got a tremendous buzz on the radio all across the country. Amazing.
Yep. It did. I'm going to talk to you about that as we get through the list.
At number eight, climate change, health care reform, immigration reform. Number seven, U.S.-North Korea relations. Number six, U.S.-China trade. Say that one. U.S.-China trade war and the economy.
You slip on a banana peel, did you, Michael?
A big one. Like the last scene in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World when they're all in the hospital, all laid up, and Ethel Merman walks in the room and she says, "Now see here, you idiots!" Steps on a banana peel, goes up in the air, and lands on her backside. Do you remember that scene?
I do. I remember how badly they tried to do it in the second remake of Around the World in 80 Days. It didn't have it. Anyway, that's past. We're in the now. We're in the now, Michael. We're in the now.
Okay. Have you made a new edict that no references to anything before 2018?
No, I think we have to look back.
I'm fine. I have trouble remembering any of that stuff anyway. Let's go to
I thought that was very poignant. I thought that was a great memory. I wouldn't have thought about that in 100 years.
I just happened to watch the movie the other day. Very good movie. Number five, Texas church shooting and gun control, the result of that event. A lot of talk about that. It's an interesting take on it because there was a armed guard in the church who took out the shooter. There were deaths, but hardly as many as there would have
been. Welcome to church.
Yeah, I know. And continuing with the religious aspect of violence, at number four, the New York City Hanukkah attack, the rise of anti-Semitism, and the race relations issue.
I want us to talk about that when we get through down the list. There's something there really very disturbing.
No doubt. And number three, the 2020 presidential race. I guess soon we'll stop calling it the 2020. We'll just say the presidential race because we're in 2020. At number two, the impeachment of President Trump, and escalating to number one, U.S. Embassy protests in Iraq, the bombing, the Middle East tensions, and the killing by the U.S. of Qasem Soleimani, and the beating of the chest, threatening reprisals by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is a serious situation indeed. You want to talk about the people?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. Thanks. The people on the chart. Number 10, Don Imus. Number 9, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number eight, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar. She's sort of sparking a little bit. Number seven, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. Number six, Bill Taylor. Number five, Rudy Giuliani. Number four, the aforementioned Qasem Soleimani and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At number three, Adam Schiff. Number two, a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number one, Donald Trump. Crazy holiday week. Which you can't tell the difference between the holidays and the regular days these days.
No, just running them all together. I thought it was interesting in terms of Mayor Pete. You can't call him Mayor Pete anymore because he's not the mayor anymore. He didn't run for re-election, so he's no longer the mayor of South Bend. He's a full-time candidate, so look out below. I think he's got some interesting things to say, as do some of the other candidates. Who is dropping out? Well, let's see here. Julian Castro is out. Why did I call him Juan? I don't know where that came from.
Jay,
okay, thank you. And Marianne Williamson, who you interviewed and thought was an interesting lady last year.
She's a fascinating woman, fascinating person, and she's still in the campaign. She just doesn't, she let go of her people. She said, hey, you could do it with volunteers. She's in it to get the message out. I mean, I pressed her on it in my conversation with her, you know, do you really think you could win? And she said, I'm not doing it just to get the message out. I've been doing that all my life. I want to win. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Well, and the message is, she got a good message, a different message. One that ought to be taken a little more seriously than it is, at least from my side of the street.
I agree.
At any rate. And one of the things that maybe is influenced by our leadership is a focus of number four this week. Something very troubling here. It certainly is a bad sign when somebody walks into a church with a gun and starts shooting things up. But when somebody goes into a private home with a machete and attacks the people in the home because of their religious point of view and the fact that they're having a religious service in a private home, it is, I think that the wheels are really off the train when something like that happens, Michael. It's very hard for me to rationalize how this happens in a modern, progressive society.
Exactly. And, you know, we can go deeply into that conversation. It's a complicated one. It's a very, very complicated one. The rise of anti-Semitism around the world and the rise of anti-Semitism in the New York metropolitan area, not always quite the same. There's different sources of this hatred. And it's very political in some cases in terms of how the mayor is handling it. And it does involve race relations. It involves the relationship between the Jewish and the black community in New York, whereas in other parts of the country it has to do with nationalists and white supremacists and neo-Nazis. It is not a subject that you can make a sweeping statement about other than what you said, which is very, very apt, and that is, it is disturbing as hell.
Yep, it is. And it, I'd like to... you know, me and my Pollyanna way of looking at things, I'd like to find out what we can do to stop it. I don't know the whys and the wherefores as much as I think that it's debilitating for me to see all of these various groups that want to stay unto themselves. But 'twas ever thus, has been pointed out in other conversations, the other hour that's heard in league with our countdown that you and I do. Some of the talk hosts were relaying how we've become, it's not Americans who are of African descent or Irishmen who are of, I mean, Americans who are of Irish descent or Americans who are of Italian, it's Italian Americans. And in the, we're putting their background ahead of being an American. And there's something to, I think there's something to be said for that, even though that may be only functional. But
well,
why?
We're balancing the beauty, the glory, the pride of ethnicity and individualism and differences and diversity with the need for togetherness, because sometimes diversity breeds contentiousness and hostility. This is the human condition. You and I are talking about something that is an age-old conundrum, is how can we get along, like the fellow out in L.A.? Can't we just get along?
Yeah.
Getting along is the hardest thing that we have going. You can't legislate getting along. You can't force people to get along. You can't force people not to be different. You can't force them to be the same. So this is getting along with ourselves, dealing with the intricacies and the dark side of humanity is a problem that we deal with, because it is, to one degree or another, in each and every one of us.
Let's talk about it in a moment. I got to do a couple of things here. First, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, for the first week of January. My Pillow, as we go into the new year, wonders what your New Year's resolution is when it comes to getting proper sleep and rest. Without, you know, we're really focused on our health and well-being at this time of year. And without getting a good night's rest, Dr. Ken Kronos, who's a very important part of some of the broadcasts that I do, tells you that there are five things that you need to be healthy all the time, and one of them is getting complete rest. And a lot of people just don't get complete rest because their mattresses are no good, their pillows are no good, and they say, I can't afford to get new ones. Well, you can if you go to MyPillow.com and look at what they have, the 10-year warranty on all the products. Everything is completely machine washable and dryable, so they last forever. But if you're really serious about getting a good night's rest, you need to sort of go avail yourself of all the things that you can buy at MyPillow.com. If you spend more than $200, they'll finance it. But I'm telling you, in order to really feel refreshed and feel good about your life, you got to get a good night's rest. And you don't get it on bad mattresses with bad pillows. You just don't. Do yourself a favor. Replace the old pillows that are filled with bugs and dirt and oils, and try the highest rated pillow today. You can improve your sleep quality, thus your mood, your energy, overall quality of life, by going to MyPillow.com, the pillows that will change your life forever. Use the code DJV and get discounts on all the products there, anywhere from 30% to 66%. That's for the fabulous pillow. There's all kinds. You got to look at, see what you want, and then, you know, start with what you want. Then go to the website, go to the tab, for radio specials. Use the DJV code and save lots of money. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're back here again with our review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together this list, modify it every day, as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at number 9. At least we sometimes cherry-pick some of the things that are in here I want to talk about Don Imus, and I want to go to that Hanukkah attack, because I think you have something important to say about that. But you've always had, the people who are stars in this industry, the talk radio industry, few and far between, the real stars, and Imus was one of them. No matter whether you liked him or you didn't like him, he got an audience and knew how to get an audience.
Well, Don Imus was interesting. Interesting is interesting. He was a pioneer of what we call the shock jock genre. He and Howard Stern have to be said in the same breath because they came up at the same time and played off
each
other.
They sort of had a love-hate relationship.
They had more of a hate relationship than a love-hate. I don't know how they would feel toward the end of their careers, but definitely a hate relationship. But between the two of them, there was a genre, and basically they pushed the envelope, is the expression, of what would be said in a regulated medium, such as radio, over-the-air, FCC, licensed facilities, and they were, challenged that. But more importantly, both Howard Stern and Don Imus were really powerful interviewers who were not afraid to poke holes in the bubbles of hypocrisy. They were enemies of hypocrisy. They said what people think but were afraid to say, and sometimes it got them in trouble. Oftentimes it made them successful. They walked that line between success and trouble, a line that many or most people in broadcasting don't want any part of. More people would rather
certainly.
Yeah. Well, today it's very, it's almost impossible today to be that kind of edgy personality. As a matter of fact, many stand-up comics are saying that political correctness is killing the art form of comedy. That it's killing comedy. And others are saying that political correctness is stifling the First Amendment and actually creating more hostility between ethnicities and religions than existed before. So political correctness is something that has to be watched very carefully, and I guess you want to strike a balance between something that has social redemption and something that is just bad taste and hurtful. Imus got in trouble with the comment that he made, which was interpreted by many across the nation, including the press, as racist, referring to the Rutgers women's basketball team that was playing for the championship. And that caused such a ruckus that he was fired from WFAN and CBS, that owns it, and was sort of an outcast from the world for at least almost a year, at which point he was rehired by another company. After being paid off in full by CBS, by the way, he was rewarded financially for that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Made a comeback. So he apologized profusely for what he did. And it never was quite the same in terms of his respect of that aspect of his career. He changed.
So we listened to the your Michael Harrison interview this week at talkers.com and at mhinterview.com. Is this interview you did with him a number of years ago that has sort of been repackaged in a manner of speaking? And what do you take away from listening to it now after 3 or 4 years?
I think it's a fabulous interview. I'm blown away by how good it is. He was very respectful of me, and he answered all my questions, and he expressed regret. And he talked about his career very honestly. And it's one of the best, if not the best, interview I've ever done. I'm very proud of it. And it's at mhinterview.com. I strongly advise anybody who's a media freak or a radio enthusiast, check this one out. At mhinterview.com, my conversation with Don Imus, recorded 3.5 years ago.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be Yours Truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Second half hour of our first broadcast of the year, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Certainly isn't our first broadcast together. We've been doing this together for decades. Michael Harrison, who started Talkers Magazine almost three decades ago, with Doug Steffen, who's been around the horn a few times in the past three or four decades as well, here with our weekly review for an hour of the most important things that are going on, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. The most important night, we didn't get a chance to do the year-end wrap, at least together, for the whole program. So I wanted to spend a moment going back to what you believe. And the reason I'm asking this is because our countdown shows, the story list, has been marked often by having a sports story at number 10, something related to sports, not necessarily sports talk radio, but sports events. And because there have been so many other things going on, right, that hasn't happened. And I know to a point, because you're such a sports fan, especially a Patriots fan, that must have not necessarily taken a toll, but certainly noted, especially I'm sure you want to be heard when it comes to the Patriots and what's going on with Tom Brady and is he all done this weekend and all that sort of stuff, which has had significant focus, a lot of talk radio programs onto that and the status of the playoffs as well. Yes, Michael?
There's no question that sports is something that occasionally makes its way into our top ten. It used to do more so than today because there just are so many news events.
Right.
And we made a conscious decision at Talkers to not just have it be a given that number 10 would be, you know, NFL action or MLB action.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, surveys of news talk shows, not of sports talk. So there's plenty of that. But occasionally stories will be in our top 10, just not as much, because I think that it's a disservice to the people following these charts who are interested in news talk. So when there are news talk stories that come from sports, you'll find them back in there, you know, such as LeBron James commenting on U.S.-China relations, things of that nature.
That's what we always want. We want LeBron James to tell us what he thinks about U.S. Wait a minute. The real thing is to get what's-his-face to talk about North Korea. That's what we really want to have.
The guy from the Bulls.
Exactly. Neither of us can think of his name at the moment. Anyway.
Dennis Rodman. How I did that was I knew he had a name that was similar to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I went, okay, Rodman. It's funny how you play games with yourself to fill in those holes. But sports is just as big, just as popular. But we did a bit of an adjustment on it because it was a wasted space. Just saying people are talking about baseball or people are talking about football. So it has to be something specific. Now, there are big stories. Look at Colin Kaepernick. He was a real news story. You know, so it happens. Or if Muhammad Ali were boxing today, his whole political thing with Vietnam and with the politics he was involved in. So that's the change. That's the change.
All right. So in terms of the most important item from you, you had the list prepared and we got that. But just from your heart, what got you, what grabbed you more? So close we are to all of this stuff. I'm talking like Yoda now. We really are. It's sometimes hard to look at the forest for the trees, but from your perspective, which is the most important here, what really landed in your head as something not only more important than anything else, but affected you, and you maybe were surprised?
Wow, that's a very difficult question to answer. Clearly, the attacks on the rabbi and the anti-Semitism bothers me, because that's a deep, deep thing that goes into the human condition, whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish. You know, in our pluralistic society, everybody is related to everyone. Everybody has a black relative, a Jewish relative, a Catholic relative. You know, so we're all in this together, and that type of thing is very disturbing. But I have to say that I'm very concerned about the economy. I'm very concerned about the disintegration of privacy, which isn't specifically on this last week's one, but I think that privacy is the major issue, along with free speech, that freedom and democracy are based on. I think democracy and freedom are under attack by the advancing technology that gives us all these benefits, All of these wonderful things that come from our new technological abilities also bring terrible, terrible risks and threats to our freedom and to our independence and individuality and our mental health. So I'm concerned about those things on a personal level. I'm concerned about the cleanliness of water. I have this fear that, you know, the water that we drink from our taps, this is my personal feeling, is not safe.
And it I don't know where full of fluoride, amongst other things.
And I don't know where the water comes from that's bottled water. You know, I don't know where it comes from. You know, if you think because it's in a bottle, it's okay. It comes from somebody else's tap in a factory. So all of those things concern me very much. Now, you know, I'm giving you a long list, but I'm telling you sort of the priority and how I feel about them. And I change my feelings every day as to what the priority is. Like right now, at this moment, I'm concerned that we're going to be escalating a war in the Middle East. It looks like this is likely. Isn't that disturbing?
Well, it disturbs me because we haven't learned our lessons there. We should never have gotten involved in Iraq in the first place. Saddam wouldn't have been a creation of the foibles of the European despots who wanted to control the Middle East as they wanted to control Asia, as they wanted to control Africa. And they continue to make the same mistake over and over again to have tribes, or in this case, the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds all having their own little corner of the world. They didn't fight with each other because they were separated from each other and happy to stay in their own space. But as soon as Iran and Iraq were created out of the old Persia, and the differences between the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds became the dominant area of interest, these people didn't get along. And yet the arrogance of the Europeans was, okay, this is how it's going to be. And so Iraq and Iran evolved into the mess that they've evolved into, fighting over religious differences, which is what most wars are all about anyway, over the course of history. And so now we're back to this, and you listen to this fool, this arrogant idiot, the Ayatollah, who's the supreme leader, according to himself. And, you know, they find these people. What the hell was this guy doing in Iran? I mean, the Iranian doing in Iraq in the first place?
Well, yeah, that's all the game playing. And, of course, the young people in Iran are not very fond of the old mullahs that are running.
No.
So, you know, we don't want to get into a war and start killing young people that are potentially great allies.
Our friends. They love America.
Yeah, and this is also the problem.
They're all coming to America. Look around Los Angeles.
One of the problems with regime change politics is that we wind up at war with people who are our friends, potentially our friends. We missed. It's like with China. The Chinese people are our friends. The Chinese government is our enemy. Got to be careful not to mix up the two. And we tend to do that. But the biggest problem in the Middle East has been the load of BS that we were given by our own government about Saddam Hussein. The Bushes, they screwed it up. Saddam Hussein may have been a bad guy, but he was a stabilizing force in Iraq and in the Middle East. And when they knocked him over and pinned that whole weapons of mass destruction thing on him, that was the beginning of trouble.
How could we have been so ignorant?
Well, I was saying it back then. We had panel discussions with talk show hosts, and I asked, you were on those panels. I said, hey, does everybody on this panel actually believe we're going to go in there, knock him off, and everything is going to be okay? And everyone said yes.
No,
yes.
I didn't say yes. But it was, you're right. I mean, all the rest of these sycophants who basically do the same thing now, and I don't mean this to be critical of my brethren, but there is this like speak and like think.
Yeah, what the hell do they know? They don't know anything. And that's the biggest problem. Let me tell you what really bothers me today is that we don't know who to believe. Big business? I don't believe big business. Big religion? I don't believe big religion. Big government? I don't believe big government. Who do you believe? Big media? Yeah. Forget it.
Yep. You can't.
So when all of these
your own counsel.
So when all of these forces make cases against each other and point the finger at each other, out of context, they all seem right because they're all right. Everything they say about the other is true. The problem is what's being said about them is true, too.
Yep, that's right. That's very well put, frankly, something for all of us to think about. Here's something else to think about here, courtesy of the Countdown Show. How to count down the days to when you're going to be back to the same weight you were 2 months ago. And for those who didn't take my advice and get on the healthy living platform with Calitrin so that you could sort of stave off the weight gain sensibly. Okay, so that's all right. You got another chance. You got another bite at the apple, if you will. This time is for Calitrin, the real weight loss program for real people. You can't swing a dead cat, as they say, without seeing an ad for a gym, $10 a month. Well, the fact is you start the gym today, and 3 weeks from now you'll be out of there because you can't stand working as hard as you have to lose the weight that way. So then you go on to the Weight Watchers program. You can't turn the television on without seeing a spot for Weight Watchers with Oprah telling you how you're going to lose 70 pounds in 5 minutes and all that other stuff. So let's get to the science of what Calitrin is all about. Calitrin is something that you take at bedtime on a fairly empty stomach. It goes to work. It has as its main ingredient collagen. Collagen is the protein your body needs to push out fat. You absorb the fat in your body, and the muscle is the predominant. What's left over is good lean muscle. So, company's been around for decades that does the kind of work. Matter of fact, they've been around about as long as Talkers Magazine has been, Michael. Mm-hmm. Calitrin, and that's it. There it is. There's the slogan. Calitrin and Talkers. Here's how to lose weight. Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJB code, and for the next week, you'll still be able to get the sort of Christmas special, which is 6 months supply for the cost of three. Do the intelligent thing. Go to Calitrin.com, purchase your 6 month supply with the DJV code, only pay for three and get free shipping. On the people list of Talkers, compiled by the staff at Talkers Magazine, goes around literally and figuratively, listening talk radio programs, stations, hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10 on the list of people, Don Imus. At number 9, a tie between the leader of China and North Korea. At number 8, 7, and 6, basically a rehash of all of the people who are running for the presidential sweepstakes in the Democratic Party. Rudy Giuliani is at number 5. The general from Iran that got killed in Iraq at number 4. Number 3 is Adam Schiff. Number 2 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number 1 is President Donald Trump. Certainly, this is going to be a we always say this, but I think it's true. It becomes more true each year. Momentous year in store for us, and I hope you're all going to be around. We look forward to having your company every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The Mayo Clinic Diet is a lifestyle change program that helps people lose weight. The program asks participants to break 5 habits and add 5 habits, like eating breakfast.
That's been associated with better weight management.
Another tip from Dr. Donald Hensrud is to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Studies have shown that the more fruits and vegetables that people ate, the less that they weigh, because they're not eating something else that's higher in calories. The most difficult one for people was no eating while watching TV.
And you can only spend as much time watching TV as you spend exercising.
The way the Mayo Clinic diet works with regard to weight management is by emphasizing low energy dense or low calorie dense foods such as vegetables and fruits. You can get in a volume to make you satisfied, but not a lot of calories. And if you think about it, it isn't calories that fill us up. It's the volume or weight of food.
Filling you up while also slimming you down. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly list, the top 5 plus 5, which would equal 10 stories. I'm getting my math straight here. Let's go through from number 10 to number 1 to give you the retrospective. And speaking of retrospective, at number 10, looking back at last year, that's where a lot of people were in conversation. Number 9 on the list, the passing of Don Imus. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform. Number 7, our relationship with North Korea. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the shooting at the church in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York City. At number 3, the presidential race, who's in, who's out. Number 2, the impeachment of the president. And number 1, the embassy protesting in Iraq, the tensions in the Middle East, and the death of the general that came over from Iran to Iraq to cause trouble. That's the list, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who started Talkers Magazine almost 3 decades ago. Why don't you spend a minute or so, if you will, please, do us the favor of glancing ahead in terms of this next year in News Talk Radio, other than the obvious, the things that we know are going to be at the top. What do you look forward to coming out of our News Talk Radio?
I don't know if I look forward to any of this in terms of me liking it. What I think is going to be an underlying theme is going to be the seeking of truth in an age of lies. I think that we have to find, you know, goes back to Marianne Williamson, who I love what she says. I just don't know whether she'd be a good president. I don't know if you could be a president, you know, that way. But I think that the finding of some type of common reality that we all are living in the same world is going to be what's going to be discussed in the year 2020. I think people are coming to the realization we can't all have separate realities. We cannot have alternative facts. We can have alternative opinions and positions. But this thing of completely different views of the world is not a good thing.
No, it's not healthy under any. It just isn't. And hopefully it won't be marked by people on the radio who are lecturing about this, that, or the other thing. People get a chance to think things through. I'd like to see a return to really intelligent discourse and conversation between callers, guests, and hosts. So maybe that'll happen. Hopefully it will. I'd like to lead the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits and things that are impacting us from the legal side are reviewed every week by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a prominent Boston lawyer, college professor at Bentley, and the country's probably leading expert on scams and identity theft. And that is a place that we more often than not go with some of our time each time we're together, Steve. For example, I see that some people who try to order pizza have experienced fraudulent charges on their credit cards. This is something, somebody walks into a pizza joint and they redo somehow or other the phone so that the phone, when people call in to order a pizza, the phone call goes to somebody else. They give them the credit card number to order the pizza. Pizza's never ordered and they've gotten ripped off by the person on the other end who is, you know, clever enough. It's amazing how clever how these people figure this stuff out. So
it is. It's some of them are the most, they're incredible. And you mentioned the pizza, a very simple scam, and you always got to love simple solutions involving pizzas with hotels. For many years, we've seen the scammers will print up a flyer for pizza delivery at a hotel, and then they slip it under the doors of the rooms, and people call them. Of course, the places aren't pizzas. It's you're just calling the scammer and yep. trusting that and turning over your credit card to them. So very, very simply, without hacking into anything, just taking advantage of people trusting and forgetting my motto, trust me, you can't trust anyone, they turn over their credit card to the bad guy.
I forgot about that scam. So what do you think of the president signing a law increasing the fines on spamming the robocall, specifically requiring phone service providers to begin authenticating calls? It's called the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act. Yes, of course, it's the TRACED Act. So is this going to have the impact that we hope?
It'll help. You know, there's no question it'll help. And one of the things is that I would say just in the last year, we saw the telephone providers actually getting serious about putting in technology to stop robocalls. But they were, you know, there were charges for this, even though you would think that this is something that would be part of the service that they provide. The biggest thing that I see coming out of this legislation that I was happy to see was the fact that these programs that have been developed and are being developed by the phone companies to reduce robocalls, now they will have to be provided free to us as consumers. So that's really good. You know, upping of the fines, they don't catch many of these guys anyway. The dirty little secret is very often when they catch them, you see them immediately shutting them down for the moment, but they settle. They settle with them in a manner that they don't have to admit liability and they don't pay anything really significant in the way of fines. So the increased fines, I don't see that. The technology is increasing and getting better, but so is the bad guys' technology of ways of evading it. So it is a, it's kind of like the old line, what do you call 20 lawyers, you know, at the bottom of a lake? A good start. So it's sort of like the same thing here. This is definitely a positive thing. I do like the fact that now the phone providers will have to do these protection services at no cost. But if it's going to reduce our robocalls that much, I'm not so sure.
All right. So here's one for the books. I have a listener who asked, actually sent me a note, asked Steve about this. I received a phone call from somebody saying that he is my lawyer, could help me with my credit and loan problems with the bank. But I don't do any business with that lending institution. So what's going on here? Another scam.
Yeah. First of all, I think that kind of a contact is against the rules of ethics for lawyers. You've got to be very, very careful with people and companies that say they will enhance in your credit, because a lot of times they use an illegal tactic of getting an EIN number, substituting it for your Social Security number, and trying to get a new credit report. So there are legitimate services, but there are a lot of illegitimate ones. You really got to be careful.
All right, quick comment on the Hanukkah attack and how legally this guy's going to be handled.
Well, to me, I saw this this attack in New York City. It looks like they're already looking for an insanity defense. God knows what it'll happen.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
News this hour for townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. Any of the 52 Iranian targets President Trump says he would hit should Tehran decide to retaliate for this drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would be legal under the laws of armed conflict, says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Pompeo said the U.S. had to take advantage of the opportunity to take out the leader of the Revolutionary Guard.
The senior leaders who had access to all of the intelligence, there was no skepticism. I think General Milley used the term, we would have been culpably negligent had we not taken this strike. The intelligence assessment made clear that no action, allowing Soleimani to continue his plotting and his planning, his terror campaign, created more risk than taking the action that we took last week.
Pompeo says the world's a safer place with Soleimani dead. Meanwhile, the Iran general now leading the Quds force is vowing to take revenge. Rain and cooler temperatures brought some measures of relief today to Australian communities battling wildfires that have so far scorched an area twice the size of the U.S. state of Maryland. Here at home, with the impeachment trial looming, judges in Washington weighing disputes between House Democrats and the Trump administration.
Federal appellate judges are struggling with the decision on whether to grant House Democrats' demands for testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. Arguments before two separate panels stretched over several hours. Democrats are also seeking access to secret grand jury materials from the special counsel's investigation. Democrats say the evidence could be relevant to President Trump's impeachment. Judge Thomas Griffith, who sat on both panels, seemed open to arguments the courts should stay out of the scuffle between Congress and the White House over McGahn's testimony. At least two of the judges appear troubled by the administration's claim that McGahn and other advisors have absolute immunity from a congressional subpoena. Jennifer King, Washington.
AAA says national gas prices average now $2.58 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The first box office report of 2020 has a familiar Star Wars Rise of Skywalker leads the holiday pack. We get the latest from correspondent Ben Thomas.
We'll always be with you.
Always might be pushing it, but for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker,
no one's ever really gone.
It's another week at number one, earning more than $33 million over its third weekend in North America. Jumanji, The Next Level, added an estimated $26.5 million in its fourth week.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
While at number three, Little Women is an outright hit.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
It brought in $13.6 million in its second weekend, and worldwide it's grossed double its production budget.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Throngs of demonstrators joined by elected officials walked solemnly across the Brooklyn Bridge in a solidarity march Sunday against anti-Semitism and all acts of hate. Michael Millers, the CEO of the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York, says it's time to act.
We've had enough of being preyed upon. Now's the time for us to take action, to speak out and make sure that our elected officials do everything that they can to protect our communities and to ensure the safety and security of all New Yorkers.
The No Hate, No Fear march was organized by New York's Jewish community in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks, including a knife attack at a Hanukkah celebration north of New York City that left five people wounded and a fatal shootout at a kosher grocery in Jersey City, New Jersey. There have also been several street attacks, people spitting and pushing on Jews in New York City. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do our weekly overview. When I say ours, a collection, kind of like a menagerie of talk radio people. In a manner of speaking, we can say that because we're all friends and we all care about each other. We have, three people to start the hour with. Jennifer Horn, keep your peanut gallery comments to yourself, please, Victoria, for just a second. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer, KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. We have Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, who's the ops person. That's ops means he's an operator. He's a big-time operator. He's in charge of big-time talk radio shows.
The smooth operator.
Yes, he's a smooth operator.
Just Rich, you. McFadden, only you. You're my only job.
Really?
That's full-time.
Yeah. That's it. It's full-time. Yes,
okay.
You are.
All right, so there are 10 items on the charts for the week of December 30th to January 3rd. As usual, we start the new year with number 10, year-end retrospectives. I'm so tired of those already, I don't think we need to spend any time on that. Number 9, the death of Don Imus. A lot of people talking about that. I noticed that the coach of the team about whom he referred to the hair, remember that from when he got fired? He got fired from MSNBC and whichever station he was on at the time. And the woman who was the coach of the team sent her condolences to Don Imus' wife upon his passing, which I thought was, I think...
Class act.
Yeah, classy.
Yeah, right. Very classy, very generous. Yeah.
Number eight, immigration reform, lots of reforms. What are we doing as we get into the new year? There's going to be a lot of repetition, no question about that. Number seven has to do with our relationship with North Korea and little Fatty saying, okay, it's time for us to retool and to rework our relationship. We'll be fine. Number six, our relationship with China. Number five, the church shooting in Texas. Number four, the Hanukkah attack in New York. Number three, the presidential race. Number two, the impeachment. And number one, the situation in the Middle East with the death of whoever this guy was. Nobody
Soleimani.
Ever heard of him before. Yeah, his name sounds as much as it's dismissive. Yeah, it is significant.
Yeah, this
all
is
right,
a
so
significant
go ahead,
one.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is just one of the top leaders of Iran's military. And after the embassy attack for the U.S. embassy attack in Baghdad, this was the response from the Trump administration. This guy was just.
So did this guy orchestrate the?
He orchestrated it. And
what's an Iranian doing in Iraq?
They have a whole, this is what I was telling you, is that they have this, we didn't even know about this. This is what is so crazy, is that I think this was so underreported. There's so many things, because we get caught up in all the juicy drama and the gossip and the soap opera.
The non-news.
But there is an area called the Green Zone that Iran is basically occupying in Iraq. So Iraqis are actually cheering the death of this guy, along with some Americans, although Trump has taken a lot of heat from Democrats right now, saying that this is an escalation, and clearly it is an escalation, but this guy has future plans.
Chuck Schumer had hurt feelings because he didn't get notice of the U.S. airstrike.
Well,
let's
be clear about this. Congress is supposed to be notified. I'm not taking the Democrats' side, but Congress is supposed to be notified of something like this before it happens. That is supposed to happen.
Yeah,
no, they are supposed to be notified, the leaders in Congress, not the whole of Congress, but like the big four or the big eight, they are supposed to be notified before something like this happens. But without getting into the weeds of this, this is an escalation. Now, whatever that means, that doesn't, I'm not saying that that's
an escalation
good
that
or
they,
a bad
that the Iranians
thing.
Caused,
it's
right? It's
what?
An escalation that the Iranians caused. Well, I guess you had to go back and...
Well, it depends whether this becomes a regional conflict or a small conflict or a global conflict.
What business does Iran have in Iraq? Yeah, but what business does Iran have in Iraq?
Iraq has got a very weak government, and this goes back to the argument about whether we should have been there in the first place, whether Saddam Hussein was a better leader, whatever it is. I mean, there's a thousand arguments you can have, but where
we
are today...
They do not want Iraq to succeed.
They don't want Iraq to succeed. They also see blood in the water because they know it's a weak government. So Iran sees this as basically an opportunity for a land grab and for a power grab.
So do we have to have troops there for
Iraq? And it's also a sign. They want to push out the Americans, and they see Iraq as an American democracy, and they do not want that to flourish and grow in the region. So they need to kill it. That for Iran to exist 100 years from now, they need to make sure Iraq doesn't.
And this is a guy who killed women and students. I mean, this is a guy who kills people who disagrees with him. So he's not a great guy. Iran has been playing a major role in Iraqi politics ever since the U.S. invasion of Iraq a long time ago. So Iran has been a major player in Iraqi politics, and many Iraqis do not like that. So even though Iraqis may have been protesting what happened today, not all Iraqis would have protested it.
Well, let's go back a little bit.
The bigger picture here is...
Let's make clear something that this might have done in Iran, and we don't know this yet. There have been a lot of protests in Iran recently against the government. A lot of protests. At least 1,500 people have been killed, don't forget, in Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, the U.S. killing Soleimani, who is a very, very, very bad man and has been behind almost all the external attacks in the last 20 years could unite Iranians behind its own government. But so we don't know how the Iranians will retaliate. They will. The U.S. is concerned about cyber attacks.
From the Iranians?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be how they try to attack. Yeah.
I didn't know they were that far. I thought we were worried about cyber attacks.
Let's take two steps back and look at the big picture here. So... help me remember.
the Sunnis and the Shiites, the Iranians are the Sunnis, right? No, the Shiites.
The Shiites.
They back the Shiites, and then the Saudi Arabia backs the Sunni.
All right, let's back up even
really
further.
What we've got going on here is the Iranians and the Saudis fighting each other inside of Iraq for control of the region.
Wow, that goes back to the war between Iran and Iraq when Saddam was running Iran. Remember, there was a big, but that was started by the Europeans coming into the Middle East, like they did to Africa, like they've done in so many other places in Asia, and they just arbitrarily chop up regions. This was all part of Persia before the Europeans came in, mostly the British and the Dutch. And they arbitrarily chopped up. They had no recognition, nor did they have any regard for the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds, who had their own territory, who were left unto themselves, pretty much the same as in Africa when the tribes were all in their own little places and they weren't disrupted, and they chopped up they made lines in the sand, and this is how the new government's going to be, and that's when all the bloodshed started. Well, the same thing happened in the Middle East. And so we've got these three warring factions that are all religious subsets of the Muslim religion, and they don't like each other to the point where they kill each other. And that's, you talk about what goes on with some of these groups there and stuff we don't understand. The last time I checked, the Presbyterians weren't killing the Lutherans because they didn't get along with each other. But that isn't, how it works over there. And so we didn't recognize, or the powers that be didn't recognize, what they needed to recognize. So these wars have been going on for quite a long time. And, it got worse when I believe that Saddam Hussein was a Sunni and that the Iranians are Shiites. Is that it? Do I remember that correctly?
The Iranians are Shiites. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. This didn't happen under Saddam Hussein, who was, of course, somebody who had an iron grip on Iraq.
What didn't happen under
Any of this?
Saddam had an iron grip on Iraq
and managed to keep the peace.
Saddam would have never let that general into Iran, and he would have killed him if he snuck in.
The Iraqis are cheering the death of this guy. The Iraqis are standing with America and cheering the death of this guy. Saddam Hussein was horrible to his own people. He killed his own people. He was a brutal leader.
He held down the religions. He killed the people that were Sunnis. Anyway,
he wasn't a great guy, but what he did do was he wasn't going to let Iran come waltzing into his country. So now that he's gone and that area is destabilized, Iran sees it as an opportunity to push out democracy. Yeah.
All right, so
it's a vacuum.
Here's the Washington Times headline. You ready? I want to get everybody's take on this one. Iran on notice. This is Trump, not Obama.
That's the headline.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, it means that Obama handed Iran a plane full of cash and basically paid ransom to them to leave us alone. And Trump's not going to do that. He's going to stand up and protect Americans.
Well, we're not sure whether President Trump has a strategy here. We're not sure what that is. We don't know what the retaliation is, and you never know what turns any kind of escalation or war is going to take.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Iran has made it very clear they want to kill Americans, and that anybody who associates with Americans, they want to get
the
rid of.
At the
core of who they are, they hate Western culture, and so they're going. I mean, this could have actually stopped future attacks. They know that this guy had other things planned. They were trying to make this a Benghazi, and instead of letting people sit there like, just sitting there like
targets.
Waiting, like targets. Trump actually sent someone in to fight back and to save people's lives and got them out of there. He wasn't just going to let them sit.
He sent in a drone.
Well, airstrikes are helped drive them out. Yeah.
They sent in, 100 Marines the other day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To fortify the embassy.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer Horn, Victoria, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Countdown Review. As the new year begins and you start with your New Year's resolution, have you resolved to get better rest, to get better sleep? And have you got a better pillow to help you? Have you got a better mattress to help you? Have you got better sheets to help you? If you don't, there's a good chance it's time to go to mypillow.com to find the pillow that will change your life forever. And that's not an overstatement. That's true. So find what you want first and then figure out what the discount is. Use the code DJV at mypillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Got a small or medium-sized business? Maybe you're a blogger or content creator. If you're looking to grow a broader customer base, one of the best ways to reach more people and promote your brand is online through GoDaddy. And it's never been easier to create a great website and then promote it. We asked GoDaddy's Anne DeAragon how it works.
Never been more important to create a website for your business. So you mentioned earlier, GoDaddy is the place to come to get a domain. So name your idea, get it online, and then use our marketing tools to develop your online presence and a broader audience. So we've got about 19 million customers around the world.
Wow.
And we've got great support. So you can come get the tools and the insights and the people to help transform your ideas into success.
Find out more about GoDaddy and building your website at GoDaddy.com. And to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can see the list every week of the top stories, the top people on the list. People list I didn't go through yet, but I will. Number 10 is Don Imus. Number 9, the leaders in Asia of China and North Korea. Number 8, a lot of 8 and 7 and 6 and all these Democratic candidates. I thought it was interesting that Julian Castro ended his campaign this week. He was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Huh?
What'd you say, Richard? I didn't even realize he was a candidate.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, he was one of the... how many other Latinos are running or have been running or have been in the race? I'm not... Zero. Okay,
yeah,
wow.
I found that very interesting that he's out. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he's actually a very interesting man. And if he'd been able to gain some traction, he had some things to say. He just couldn't. And it's so fascinating how the people who are getting the money, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, are the old white guys, and Biden's getting the money from the older voters, and Bernie is getting the money from the young voters.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting also, Marianne Williamson, who was a shadow candidate in a manner of speaking, is out. She fired her staff, so she's still kind of there, but not. I liked her because she represented something different, a new kind of thinking. I think that's what we need a lot more of, frankly, from various corners. And we haven't. I think my observation is there's nothing left but white guys on the stage, right? And what's her face?
Amy.
Well, Amy's still there, and so. But they're all the people there are all white, and that seems to stick in the craw of a lot of Democrats. And whether or not Warren goes anywhere, I don't. I have such negative feelings toward her. I'm not objective. So if anybody else wants to take a look at that.
That's very honest of it. I want to see, what date is the South Carolina primary? Because I'm very interested to see who's going to do well there, because...
I think the first four primaries go to four different people.
Do
Big
you?
Bang bang.
That's interesting.
Yep. Didn't we say that was in February? This is one of the first ones.
February.
Super Tuesday is like, yeah.
March, yeah. And then back to, again, the need for a change, a wholesale change. We need a constitutional convention. We need to have primaries all on the same day so that everybody feels like their vote counts. We need to get rid of the Electoral College so everybody feels like their vote counts. Everybody's vote doesn't count now. It's an absurd reality that we ought to be really working harder at straightening out, in my estimation.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, you know, if you look at the schedule, we've got all of the, I mean, Super Tuesday, March 3rd.
Yeah, but everybody do it on the same day.
No, I hear you, but you got Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina come first. They're the
why?
You know, all through February.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
then,
but why?
And then you've got on March 3rd, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, like 17, 18 states. And then
still
the rest of them
together.
Kind of trickle out.
Yeah, and they don't have any impact by that time.
Yeah.
What if you're not a member of a political party like me?
Yeah.
You're out in some states. Like in Maryland, I'm a non-person. I might as
well, should change,
non.
Too. You should be able to go and take a ballot and not have to declare yourself. You say, okay, today I'm a Republican. I want to vote in the Republican primary. That's it. End of story. When you leave, I want to go back to my independent status. Why the hell can't you do that? Other than the power of the throttling.
As an independent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should be able to go in. You say they'll come, they find your name, and you're an independent, and then, well, I want a Republican ballot. And you vote the Republican, whoever you want to, and you go back and you want to become an independent, so you say, I'm an independent now, 28 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're not departing from the script live and unrehearsed. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues. Rich McFadden, who's at the studios in Washington of Radio America. Victoria Jones is here with the DC Radio Company. We're going through the first list of the new year from Talkers Magazine, continuing the tradition of Talkers, Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All kinds of podcasts are there as well. And each week they put together the list of the top 10 stories from their research, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, the people list as well. So here we are going around and around and around with the politics as usual. The most interesting story for me, I guess number one is the Iranian general. Yeah, that's, and the fact that Mike Pompeo says that this was good, we needed to do this, and okay, so yep, that's fine. Then there is, with regard to the presidential race, there's a law firm in Wisconsin that has asked a judge to find the Elections Commission in contempt of court because it hasn't purged 200,000 voters from the rolls. And this brings, it seems to me, back around. This is one of those subset stories about who's going to be able to vote and why they can or cannot vote and how irascible some of these people are in these positions and how difficult it is to actually figure out, in reality, our most important function. It is such a mess. There's no consistency to it. In some states, you actually have to prove who you are to vote, duh. And in states where I am, you don't have to. You walk in and say, okay, here's my name. I mean, it's back to the old when Joe Kennedy got the mafia to vote for his kid in Chicago so he could become the president. And it goes back even further than that, to the old days, the Teapot Dome scandal. I mean, all the stuff that still goes on. And we don't seem to want to deal with it, or we don't have the stomach. I don't know what our problem is, politically correct or whatever the hell it is, but there seems it's absurd.
You're a racist.
I'm a racist. I know I am. Racist.
Yeah, for wanting to identify people who actually vote, to require them to have to go and actually get some kind of identification.
Or they can't do that because it's too inconvenient or some nonsense.
No, it's just pure and simple. You're a racist.
I am. You're right. I know it. Yep. So I guess we move on from that to something that won't require. Here's something. These attacks, man. This guy with the machete walks into this rabbi's house and starts chopping people up. Where are we in this world?
Mental
How do
health.
We have
Somebody's
this?
Somebody's got to get on the mental health thing.
You really do. Yeah. You see this sort of stuff?
And the rage thing.
Well, but there's a lot of rage.
There's a lot of rage.
Yeah. And what's the reason for it? You have something that I don't have and I want it, so I'm going to come take it?
But sane people stop and don't pull out a machete and walk into somebody's house and start swinging it around and killing people. I mean,
no.
There's
sane
there's
people don't commit murder, Richie. By definition, you are insane if you commit any murder or antisocial act like the Texas church suit. It's the same stuff.
Yeah,
it's the same stuff, and it's now going on more and more. I'm pretty much taken back by the amount of Nazis.
Wasn't that guy let out of prison just before? Am I remembering this right? The Texas church shooter? Didn't he get released?
I think he had been in prison, but I'm not sure how recently.
Okay. Yeah, that could be it. So, and that brings me around. I'm going to, as an aside here, our system and how easy it is to take shots at it. I don't think taking shots at it are the way to fix it. I think fixing it is the way to fix it. There's a movie that's out now that just has come out. Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed and was the bad guy in the Black Panther and has gotten a lot of people's attention because he's quite a good actor, has produced along with Jamie Foxx a movie called Just Mercy, which also features Brie Larson, the true story of what went on in Alabama in the court system and how blacks were being executed in the 1970s and the 1980s, willy-nilly, and how it was, you know, you hear these stories, and you, at the moment you hear them, you get outraged, and then, okay, well, it's, all right, what's next? And then they come back around again, and you see the story. This guy wrote the story, who was the lawyer, Brian, I forget, was it Stevenson, I think was his name. His story is the story of what isn't American justice, but yet it is American justice. And all of the things, we are imperfect, there's no question. The definition of being human is to be imperfect. But when these things come up time after time after time, and I think maybe the modern day reflection, even though we have a lot of white on black crime, it's not as bad as the black on black crime, but we have a lot of police and authority chasing blacks around still for no good reason. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that keeps us from becoming a really, we're an immature society. When we can't deal with people who are different than whether you're gay or whether you're black or whether you're whatever you are, even women, we're still a very immature society in lots of ways. And I don't know what you do other than pointing it out. What do you do about it? Is there something that can be done to make us not so worried about what other people are all about and focus on ourselves? I kind of, after I say that, I don't know where to go with it. But I know
right. That
when I see these shootings and the guy with the machete, what the hell is that? We're supposed to be the most progressive society in the world. Guys don't go into people's homes.
Are we?
Well, that's the PR. whether you believe that or not, people, you came here because it was better than where you were, right? Victoria, why did you come here? You wanted to be better than you were, right? You wanted to be better off than you were, an opportunity. Right? Is that why you came here?
No. People come here for so many different reasons, and I think, you know, I just think the world has become increasingly complex, and I think that we're wrestling with this, and I know that that's a very fluffy, vague answer, but that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's changing in that we used to be different but the same. So the Italians would have their neighborhood, and Puerto Ricans would have their neighborhood,
Irish
would have their neighborhood,
and
the blacks would have their neighborhood.
Right.
But you know what? Everybody was an American. Mm-hmm. And sure, while we all kind of hung out at the same bars as our friends that were like us and whatever, but now it's this division is becoming so, you know, ever since, you know, I'm Irish-American, I'm African-American, I'm whatever, Italian-American.
Their heritage before
their heritage before
American.
The fact that they're an American. And it's dividing us, and, you know, so now the Jewish and this and that, it's just everybody's got their own, and we aren't Americans like we used to be. And I think we still are, but I just think that there are people out there who take this division.
It doesn't feel like we are. It doesn't feel like we are.
It's more divided.
Yeah.
But was America ever like America used to be?
Well, it's always
divided. America used to be.
What were some of the reasons why the Irish all lived together? Well, one of the reasons might have been because the Irish weren't welcome.
Mm-hmm. They weren't.
That's true.
Yeah. As blacks haven't been welcomed, or Jews haven't been welcomed, or, you know, old people aren't welcome. You know, you can make a case for that. But we're so divided on so many different lines. Climate change, yes, no, you know, things like that. We just keep finding things that separate us instead of putting us together.
But here's the dilemma. Once you get 300 million people plus, I mean, it's hard for everybody to
manage
a lot of people.
Manage almost 8 billion people on the planet. You can't manage them either. Too many people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 300 million people. I mean, when you've got, what was it, what was it in the 60s, the population of the United States in the 60s, 100 million people, 150 million people, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
And the interesting thing about our increase in population is it's not coming from, quote unquote, Native Americans. We are not the population boom or bust or the population explosion or whatever we had when I was a kid in the 60s. When school populations increased, the average, the white, and I don't know even call
it was
Native
from
American.
Domestic Americans, not
we don't
immigrants. Right. Immigration
we're not
is,
domesticating
right.
now. Immigration is responsible for the increase in our population, not births. And that is something that really is part of the focus, getting people to come here who are going to contribute. I'm all for opening up the gates to people. I went to school with the people from all over the world, and they stayed and they contributed. They were great assets, and that has not become the case, not with everybody anyway, and they're not doing a good job of separating out the people who are good for being in America and the people who aren't good for being here.
I got three immigrants sleeping in my house right now.
Right. And you're married to one of them.
I'm one of the few domestics, immigrants, citizens here.
Yeah. Right. No, listen. It's okay. Time to wake him up, Richie. Let's get him out there and producing. Time for a big focus change. 45 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Those of you who have started the new year and you're looking at a gym membership and you start this week and next week you'll quit, or you're thinking of saw Oprah Winfrey all over the place. You can't turn on the television without seeing an Oprah Winfrey Weight Watchers commercial. And it's always the same thing at the same time of year. Lose weight. You're fat from the holiday experience. Well, I advised back in November that you get on the program with Calitrin to sort of ward off what would be the impending doom of your waistline expansion. And some people did it and some people didn't. I will tell you that the services are still there. They will be there. They've been there for 20-some-odd years. It's a group of nurses who got together who saw a program to lose weight, so you stay on it and get your body used to having that extra collagen and therefore pushing the extra weight out. You stay healthy, and it's painless. It's Calitrin.com. That's where you want to go, the all-natural way to approach your heaviness, to lose the weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly list, the top 5 plus 5, which would equal 10 stories. I'm getting my math straight here. Let's go through from number 10 to number 1 to give you the retrospective. Speaking of retrospective, at number 10, looking back at last year, that's where a lot of people were in conversation. Number 9 on the list, the passing of Don Imus. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform. Number 7, our relationship with North Korea. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the shooting at the church in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York City. At number 3, the presidential race, who's in, who's out. Number 2, the impeachment of the president. And number 1, the embassy protesting in Iraq, the tensions in the Middle East, and the death of the general that came over from Iran to Iraq to cause trouble. That's the list, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
On the people list at Talkers, compiled by the staff at Talkers Magazine, that goes around literally and figuratively, listening talk radio programs, stations, hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10 on the list of people, Don Imus. At number 9, a tie between the leader of China and North Korea. At number 8, 7, and 6, basically a rehash of all of the people who are running for the presidential sweepstakes in the Democratic Party. Rudy Giuliani is at number 5. The general from Iran that got killed in Iraq at number 4. Number 3 is Adam Schiff. Number 2 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number 1 is President Donald Trump. Certainly, this is going to be a we always say this, but I think it's true. It becomes more true each year. Momentous year in store for us, and I hope you're all going to be around. We look forward to having your company every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so in a, sort of a wrap here to what we have the first week of the year, no real surprises, I don't think. Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, I don't see anything that is earth-shaking, even though we always sort of have this marginal line, the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. Well, it's a new opportunity, new start, new beginnings, fresh. But I see a lot of the same old stuff here, and I don't mean that to put down the list, but I just think that we find ourselves stuck. I think we are. I would like to think that 2020 will get us out of a rut. Yes,
I think the Iran thing is shaking it up a little bit as far as topics go.
Yeah, right.
We have to see it. Keep an eye on that.
Yep, for sure, Victoria.
Definitely got to keep an eye on Iran. I think we've got to keep an eye on international events generally, China, North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, China especially, I think. North Korea is just like a fly on the back of an elephant, but the Chinese, yes, for sure. And then the damn Ayatollah and what he can create, stir up for his own purposes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Talk Radio Review here at 10 minutes for the hour.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five tech stories of the week now in order. Victoria Keelan is not with us this week, so I'm going to do the honors starting at number five. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize the voice or the attitude. I have an attitude, a progressive, positive attitude toward all of technology, even if I don't understand most of it. Here's number five, the focus on what you could pay for your groceries if you are using your veins. This is the weirdest story. Amazon filed a patent for technology that could identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand, in other words, reading your palm, like a palm reader. The resulting images could be used to identify you as a shopper at Amazon stores. It was reported Amazon might install these high-tech scanners in Whole Foods, but apparently not yet. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office publishing an application that suggests Amazon is focusing right now on Amazon Go stores. While fingerprint scanners have been around for quite a while, Amazon hopes to innovate by developing a personal identification system that you don't have to touch. Customers would hover their hand in front of an infrared light as a camera snaps two images, one from the surface and one that actually looks deep into your veins. An internal computer system would identify you based on the information that they have. The identity of a person could be used to link them to an associated account. The internal management system could track what item the customer picked from a shelf. Internal hand scanning would be more reliable than a credit card swipe. Number four this week is a note from Spotify. It says you're going to stop selling political ads. The company said it would pause the selling of all this advertising. It won't appear in its ad-supported tier or its original or exclusive podcasts either. The ads will still appear on non-exclusive podcasts or podcasts that are not owned by Spotify. Spokesperson said, quote, "We do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, our systems, our tools to validate and review the content. We'll assess or reassess the decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities." Bernie Sanders and the folks at the Republican National Convention both advertised on Spotify at this point. Other tech companies have implemented new rules when it comes to political ads as well. For example, Twitter banned the ads entirely with a policy that took effect back in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads and says we're not going to fact-check them. Now, listen, I think it's about time we grew up. And if you fact-check every ad that runs on every radio station, every television station, on every podcast, every newspaper, there wouldn't be much advertising left, frankly. Number three on the list as we work our way to number one of the top five stories this week in technology. I'm wondering about getting spammed. I wonder how many people have seen this. Quote, "We've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our informational practices as well as to comply with a CCPA. That's the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect the 1st of January. And that's why Postmates and Condé Nast and Hulu and many more businesses have emailed customers over the past couple of weeks with new terms of service. The California Privacy Act regulates how companies collect and store data. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual revenue, have more than 50,000 people's personal data, or generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data." Maybe California sets the stage here for the rest of the country. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, actually. All right. Number two, Wikipedia has listed its top pages for the past year at number. These are page views, people, places, things. Keanu Reeves had 16 million views. Billie Eilish, 20 million. The Marvel Comics, 21 million views. The Joker, 22 million. The highest grossing film list, 24 million. Chernobyl Disaster Television Show, 25 million. Freddie Mercury, 27 million. Ted Bundy, 29 million. Who the hell knows why? The deaths of people like Luke Perry in 2019, 37 million there. And the Avengers was the top Wikipedia page view, 43,987,013 views. Wow. And number one this week, the president signs a law increasing the robocall fine to $10,000. Hopefully this is going to do something. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, TRADED, signed after Congress approved the bill. Fines can now reach $10,000 a call, so all those damn calls coming to you should come to a halt. Let's hope that's the case. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After the killing of its top general, Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More than 2 years after a wave of sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, the disgraced movie mogul faces another reckoning. A trial begins tomorrow.
The case against Weinstein starts with jury selection in a New York courtroom. It's the only criminal case to arise from dozens of allegations against the disgraced movie mogul. Prosecutors say Weinstein raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006. Weinstein pleaded not guilty and has said any sex was consensual. Prosecutors are looking to show that the 67-year-old was a sexual predator and plan to call several witnesses, including Hollywood actress Annabella Sciorra, who says Weinstein raped her as well. The trial could last 4 weeks once a jury is picked. Julie Walker, New York.
And you can always check out more news, and you can read more analysis, and you can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Glenn.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085.
That's 800-555-2085. Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Delta Airlines employees have filed a pair of class action lawsuits.
Employees say the uniforms they're required to wear are causing serious medical problems. The lawsuits allege the uniforms have caused numerous Delta employees to break out in skin rashes, suffer hair loss, low white blood cell counts, migraines, causing breathing difficulties, and other medical problems. The lawsuits claim that Wisconsin-based clothing manufacturer Lands' End was negligent in issuing the uniforms and failing to recall them once problems were reported. A Lands' End spokeswoman declined to comment. John Scott reporting.
The former head of HBO, Richard Plepler, has signed an executive production deal with Apple to make TV shows and movies for the iPhone maker's new streaming service, Apple TV Plus, set to launch later this year. Plepler is well known in the entertainment industry and cultivated HBO's reputation for prestige TV. More at townhall.com. In Massachusetts, the deadline's been extended to the end of this month for residents and businesses to file claims from the September 2018 natural gas explosions north of Boston.
A $143 million settlement from the incident was first announced last July to pay for claims due to losses, including evacuation expenses and emotional distress. The explosions affected communities in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, killing one person and injuring about 25 others, damaging or destroying more than 100 buildings. The NTSB concluded that the disaster was caused by an overpressurized gas line during a planned pipeline replacement project. George Bonzani reporting.
Five people dead, 60 others hospitalized in a crash in the Pennsylvania Turnpike early Sunday. It closed part of the turnpike for an 86-mile stretch for several hours. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a Bergen and McCarthy show, which aired between Christmas and New Year's, and featured special guest Hopalong Cassidy actor William Boyd. Then later, it's the Family Theater ushering in the new year, with a dramatic story curiously enough hosted by FBI director J. Edgar Hoover. Well, at the end of our previous show, Bill Boyd was visiting with Charlie, and as we resume, I believe Santa Claus will join in on the fun. This originally aired on the day after Christmas, 1954.
I've been watching you on my TV set. How come you ride with your shoulders all hunched up sometimes?
So I can squeeze through one of those 10-inch tubes.
Oh. Well, Hopalong, don't worry. You'll always come true. You know, I dreamed about you last night, and if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't have been any Christmas presents this year.
You mean a bunch of ornery farmers tried to hold up the stage sled?
No, I tell you, it seems that Santa Claus was having a lot of trouble. You see, in this dream, I was Santa Claus's assistant, and my name was Charlie McCringle. And I was up there at the North Pole just before Santa was going to start his run. What's the matter, Santa? You're not your jolly self. That last ho sounded kind of low.
Well, yes, Charlie. Charlie McCringle, Santa's having a lot of trouble. A mighty lot of trouble.
All right, Bergen, just play it. Don't ham it. All right. Hear that, Santa Claus. Life all up here at the North Pole. I thought you'd be sitting on top of the world.
Yeah. Oh, I can't deliver my Christmas presents this year.
No. You mean you're going to be left holding the bag?
I will unless my old friend Hopalong Cassidy comes through. He's the only man who can pinch it for old Santa Claus. I hope he doesn't let me down. Well, listen. That sounds like Hopalong.
He must be riding on a cobblestone cloud.
What can I do for you?
Well, Hopalong, my reindeer refuse to ride tonight.
What's wrong with the critters?
Well, they ain't happy, Hoppy. Yes. The Hoppy.
From pulling Santa's jalopy?
Yeah.
No, they're complaining because they say they do all the work and I get all the publicity.
Well, Santa, you're a mighty big hero with all the kids, and that's not bad.
No.
You're not even on television.
No. That's exactly why the reindeer are dissatisfied.
But everyone who knows Santa knows his reindeer just as well. Millions of kids all over the world are waiting for their Christmas presents, and we can't let them down. Come on, McCringle.
Hi.
You and me will go over there and talk to those reindeer in the only language they understand. Reindeer.
Down. This meeting of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Reindeer must come to order. Now, here's Hopalong Cassidy to listen to your troubles.
All right, Blitzen. What's a ruffling your fur?
If our demands are not met, no presents will be delivered tonight. We reindeer are revolted.
You certainly are. That's bad. What are we going to do, Hoppy?
I don't know, partner. This is a new situation for me. This one calls for the cowboy to be smarter than his horse.
Yeah. Well, let's play safe. Let's ask the horse to help us out.
Just a minute, friends. Simmer down, friends.
What's on your mind, Dancer?
Well, I have a thief, too.
Thief?
Well, no, I don't exactly have a thief either because I'm 100% Venetian.
That's the same. Well, Dancer, there may not be any lady reindeer around, but I didn't know you were the romantic type.
Oh, heavens to Elizabeth, New Jersey, yes. Why, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning under the hide of me.
Yes.
Maybe we ought to squirt it with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Why be half saved?
Well, that's very smart, but I'm in a snit already, and I just don't care who knows it.
Really?
And the only person who'd be happy with my job is an astronomer.
An astronomer?
Yes, an astronomer. You see, comet is hitched to the sleigh in front of me, and I spend all my time staring at the comet's tail.
I don't see what you reindeer are kicking about. You've got the best jobs of any reindeer in the world. Now, I wouldn't say that, Hopabout.
Boy, I have an uncle in England who has an excellent situation in a hunting lodge.
In a hunting lodge? What does he do?
He is a hat rack.
No. That's using his head. mind your order here, will you? Have you got any more complaints now?
Yes. Santa must get rid of these infernal sleigh bells.
Why?
They keep ringing in my ears all the time. It's horrible.
Yeah. That sure looks bad, McRingle. Yeah.
Let's put the whole thing to a vote. All those reindeer not in favor of walking like horses, say nay.
Nay!
There you are, McRingle. Our minds are made up.
Well, let's go back to Santa's office and talk it over with him.
Yeah, come on. Maybe Santa will realize that you reindeer have your point.
Well, I see you brought the reindeer with you, Hopalong. Everything is ironed out, isn't it now?
No, Santa. Mm-hmm. Looks like they aren't pulling for you.
Well, I can't understand your attitude, dear. Haven't I always tried to be big?
Now, that's just your trouble, Santa. You're too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're tired of hauling all that blubber around.
Yes, and we are through with all that. Every Christmas you make us sweat and strain, lift those presents all that way, get a little tired and we land in Glendale.
Deserted by my own reindeer. Well, now the good little boys and girls won't get their presents. Hop along. Why don't you take my place tonight? Hitch up a team of broncos to the sleigh and deliver the presents yourself, hmm?
Now, hold on, Santa Claus. We can't all of a sudden switch over to a Western-style Christmas.
Well, why not, Hoppy? We could be guest riders in the sky.
Ridiculous. We couldn't use mistletoe because it's not Western.
Hmm.
The men would have to kiss the gals under the cactus.
That's bad, huh?
Sure, you might miss the gal and hit the cactus. Yes.
Well, with some gals I've seen, there could be breaks.
Oh.
So you don't think our Western Christmas would work out, huh?
Well, Santa, think of Christmas Eve and a bunch of carol singers under your window singing Cow, Cow, Boogie.
I'm afraid that wouldn't be so good, no.
And picture me riding into town on a buckboard. Instead of saying, up, thunder, up, blitzen, I'd be clacking my whip and hollering, Mule Trot! No, Santa, I couldn't do that to the kids. Besides, I couldn't get down the chimney like you do.
Well, why not?
Well, my gun triggers might scrape against the chimney and plug me in the leg. Then I'd really be hoppy.
Well, couldn't you take off your gun?
Take off my gun? Why, that's the same as running around naked.
Yeah.
No, Santa, we can't disappoint those kids. They want an old-fashioned Christmas.
Well, then it's up to the reindeer. What about it, reindeer?
No!
Not me. Well, we gotta convince them. Listen, reindeer, don't you realize that you're just as much a part of Christmas as old Santa himself? You're celebrities. Why, I'd even be proud to take you to Hollywood and put you in one of my pictures.
Well, how does that suit you now, Dancer?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. Look, I just simply think I go out of my mind, if you mean me, because I can just see myself now dancing along the boulevard with a neon harness and an upswept tail-do.
Well, what do you say, reindeer? Are you going back to work?
Yeah! Well, I'll never be able to thank you enough, Hoppy. Never.
Well, Santa, it's mighty hard to keep everybody happy. Reindeer are no different from folks. We all have to give a little, and that way we'll all get a lot out of life.
Hopalong, you said it, and you said it good. You've saved Christmas for all of us kids. Santa Claus rides again.
From December 26th, 1954, the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show featuring special guest, Hopalong Cassidy actor William Boyd. During his showbiz career, which began during the silent picture era, he would star in 66 Hopalong Cassidy films, had a radio show, and yes, a TV program. He also became very wealthy, primarily from the sale of a huge amount of Hopalong Cassidy merchandise, including hats, costumes, toy gun belts, bed sheets, lunch boxes, and even roller skates with spurs attached. He retired in the late 1950s and pretty much avoided the spotlight after that. According to the Internet Movie Database, late-night TV legend Johnny Carson once told a story of how in the 1960s he met Bill Boyd on a cross-country plane trip, and he asked him to come on to his show. Boyd politely declined, saying he thought it would be too much of a jolt for kids, even though they were now adults, to see Hopalong Cassidy as an old man. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was The Family Theater will offer up in another year. not only celebrating the beginning of 1948 and starring Ruth Hussey and Glenn Langan, but how about this? The host is longtime FBI director J. Edgar Hoover. It begins right after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a New Year-themed episode of The Family Theater. And as I mentioned, it has an unusual choice of host. It's from January 1st, 1948.
The Mutual Broadcasting System, in cooperation with Family Theater Incorporated, presents transcribed In Another Year, starring Ruth Hussey and Glenn Langan. J. Edgar Hoover is your host. More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Now, a special message from tonight's Family Theater host, J. Edgar Hoover.
The greatness of America, the future of our nation, depends on all of us. America's destiny rests in the hands of every individual, regardless of race and creed, in every town and city throughout the nation. During the recent years, major crime has been on the upswing. At the end of the last war, age 17 led all the other age groups in arrests for serious crimes. More and more children are being led toward crime as parents throw away responsibility. Selfishness is too often the keynote of the day, and materialism the inspiration for living. God, in many instances, is not accepted in the home, and concepts of morality have been relegated to the junk heap. Can a nation exist void of all religious thought and action? Can we have internal peace without morality? Can we build homes without God, or have worthy parents who do not know and practice His teachings? The key to these problems, to life itself, is God. He is man's first need, his final goal. Our nation is sadly in need of a rebirth of the simple life, a return to the days when God was a part of each household, when families arose in the morning with a prayer on their lips and ended the day by gathering together to place themselves in His care. If there is hope for the future of America, if there is to be peace and happiness in our homes, then we, as a nation, must return to God and to the practice of daily family prayer.
J. Edgar Hoover will speak again later in the program. Now, tonight's Family Theater stars, Glenn Langan and Ruth Hussey, in the original radio drama titled In Another Year.
All right, all right. Quiet now. As father of this family, it is my happiness to announce again our New Year's custom in the Gordon home, a custom with which you children and your mother are familiar.
You bet.
All of you have your names on the papers. John?
Yes, Father.
Roger?
Yes, Dad.
Mary?
Yes, Daddy.
William?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes, Daddy, I have my speech all ready.
That's better. Mother?
Yes, dear.
All right, I'll mix up your papers. Whom shall we be honored to have as our first speaker of the evening? Let's see. It's my pleasure to introduce... That's the way it's going to be, Helen. Our future home. And every one of our children will have your blue eyes and... Oh, Helen, will you marry me?
Oh, it's beautiful, Al. Very beautiful, but...
Helen, you're always raising objections.
Well, I think I should, because we have to be practical, Al, and you're more of a poet than a lawyer. Oh, I love
you,
Al.
Well, just because I'm dreaming about what our future home will be like, you say I'm not practical.
Well, it isn't that alone.
You have to dream, Helen. That's being practical. Engineers and architects, well, everybody that's going to build something worthwhile has to dream about it.
But, Al, you're only earning $25 a week, and here we are in the middle of a depression.
Well, that's just it, honey. We are in a depression. That's why I'm earning only $25 a week. We've had depressions before, and the country always gets out of them.
Yes, but things are so bad now.
Listen, Helen, this is the 1st of January, 1933. If you'll marry me, I bet in another year or two I'll be earning 50 or 100 bucks a week.
Oh, you know I love you, Al, and I have faith in you. But I think we should be more practical if we want a real home. Wouldn't it be wiser to put it off for a year or two until times are better? Well, you're just out of law school. Between us, all we have is $300 in the bank.
Oh, I know, honey, but we have faith and trust in one another and in the future. You'll see. Everything will work out just as we planned it.
Why, Al, it would take at least $300 for the furniture alone, and then, well, after that, we'd be living from hand to mouth.
Well, that isn't true, darling. Look, I've got it all figured out. We'd put $200 down as a deposit on the furniture and pay the rest on installments. Then we'd have $100 for our honeymoon.
$100?
Don't you want a honeymoon?
Why... Yes.
Well, then it's all settled. Don't worry about finances. I've got that all figured out. You see, I earn about $100 a month. Now, there's a little apartment up in the Bronx I've been looking at. That'll be $30 a month. And the grocery bill wouldn't be more than $20, and the gas and electric would be about $10, and the other odds and ends, they certainly wouldn't be more than $15. So we'd have $25 a month to pay for the furniture. Helen, it's the simplest thing in the world.
Why, Al, you've got it all figured out, haven't you? You're not as impractical as I thought.
Helen, I'm the most practical guy who ever loved any girl.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Oh, only there's one thing we have to settle.
What?
I want at least two little girls. Well, I still think we're being extravagant coming out to a place like this.
But honey, we deserve a celebration. After all, our 6 months anniversary only comes once in a lifetime. And besides, we just have to celebrate my first raise.
$40 a week. Oh, I won't have to be juggling that budget so much now.
It's been pretty tough on you. I know. But it's going to be different from now on, honey.
Yes. Yes, it is going to be different from now on.
Sure, we're on Easy Street. Come on, honey. Let's dance. This is nice. Just the two of us like this together. We'll have to get out and celebrate more often, honey.
Well, I have a little secret I want to tell you.
You mean to say you've been having secrets behind my back?
Well, this is your secret, too, Al.
My secret?
Yeah. It's not going to be just us two much longer.
No!
Oh, it'll bring us even closer together, Al.
Honey, this is wonderful. We'll name him John.
Well, it could be a girl, you know.
We'll call her John.
How about Mary?
No, honey, that's not the way we planned it. It's got to be John.
All right. It'll be John if that's the way you want it.
And he's going to have blue eyes. Just like you.
Is that you, Al?
Yes, honey.
Did you get the things at the store?
Oh, gosh, I forgot about them completely. You know, I was just...
Al, sometimes you're the most forgetful man in the world.
No, it was just...
Well, what happened now?
Oh, nothing. Is John feeling all right?
Oh, yes, he's fine. The doctor was here and said it's only a little colic. All babies get that. It's nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. You know, I was really worried about the little Dickens this morning.
He's asleep now.
Well, I'll run down to the store and get those things. Where did I put that list?
Al, what's wrong? For 2 days you've been going around in a dream. Is everything all right at the office?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's something wrong, Al. I know.
Oh, Ellen, I didn't want to tell you this. I was hoping
well,
that...
Well, what is it?
Things aren't going too well.
Well, you haven't lost your job.
Well, not really. The company's loading up.
Oh, no, Al. Oh, it can't be. Just when...
I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, Al, just when we had the furniture paid for, it's taken over a year. Now I thought everything was going to be all right.
I'm sure something will turn up. Just trust me, honey. Just trust me.
Say, I haven't seen you for years.
Huh?
It is Al Gordon.
Yes. Joe Carey.
Al, it's good to see you again. Why, it's 6, 7 years since we finished law school together.
7 years? Yes, the years have been rolling along. How are things going with you, Joe?
I can't kick. Got myself set up with the old man in his law offices. It's all right.
Oh, good deal, Joe. Glad to hear it.
How's it with you, Al?
Oh, I guess I can't kick either. Things have been up and down the past few years.
Yeah, I heard you're married.
Yeah. You remember Helen Frommer?
Why, sure. Say, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah, I guess I am. Have 3 nice kids, too, Joe.
What do you know? That's great.
3 boys, Joe.
Say, doing all right for yourself. Where are you located, Al?
Oh, I've been doing little odds and ends.
Oh? What office are you in?
I'm not in an office right now, Joe.
Uh-huh. Been a little tough, huh?
Oh, it hasn't been all smooth sailing, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you were always a guy to be in there punching when the going was tough.
Well, it's sure nice seeing you again, Joe. I've got to run along.
You going this way, Al?
No, I've got to run over to the library. I have a couple of references I want to check.
Say, look, why don't you drop around to our place sometime?
What?
I mean, step into the office when you have a chance. Let's have lunch someday. I'd like to get your opinion about some maritime cases. I remember you sort of specialized in maritime law.
Oh. Yes, I did once, but I haven't had much of a chance to...
Well, here's my card, Al. Drop around, and you know, there aren't too many maritime lawyers these days, and we've been stacked up on some cases. How about tomorrow? For lunch?
Well, thanks. Yeah, Joe, tomorrow's swell.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Yeah. Thanks again, Joe. Helen, I've got... Helen, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm all right, Al. Only feeling a little sickish.
But you look pale.
Oh, I'm just resting for a little while. It isn't anything.
Oh, gosh, honey. Is there anything I can do? I'll call a doctor.
No. I'll be all right in a few minutes. Besides, we have so many bills the way it is. Al, I don't know where we're going to get the money this time.
Honey, that's what I wanted to say. I met Joe Carey. I was just walking along the street today, and he comes right out of nowhere and plants a job in my lap. I'm sure it's a job. It's going to be maritime law. That's what I've always wanted to do, honey. And I never got a chance.
Oh, Al.
Helen, darling, oh. You're crying. What's wrong?
No, I'm not. I'm just... Oh, it says that I'm happy, Al.
How's it going, Al?
Oh, fine, Joe. This cargo case was a kind of a tough nut to crack, but I think I've got the answer here. I'm working on the brief now.
You know, I think your ancestors must have been pirates.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Well, Dutton and Carey don't seem to have any objections when you can smell out a solution to every salvage proposition.
Say, did you know the old man called me in yesterday and told me how pleased he was about the Phillipsburg case?
Look, better take it easy around here. I'm beginning to feel I shine only in reflected glory.
Yeah, sure. This is the kind of work I've always wanted to do, Joe. I love it.
How are things at home? Everything all right?
Yeah, things are going fine. Sometime next month is a big day.
Good. I'm going to be waiting around for the cigars.
Too bad it's going to be a girl, Joe. Otherwise, I'd name them after you. But this time, it's got to be Mary.
Oh, you sure, huh?
Yeah. I thought I'd be generous about it this time. Helen's entitled to a girl. This one is going to be Mary. Nurse, is there any word?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon. It's... Dr. Begley will be out in a minute.
No, please. Can't you tell me? What is it?
Well, why don't you wait in Dr. Begley's office? It's just down the hall. I'm going that way.
No, I'll wait here. Oh, God, I wish there was something I could do.
Mr. Gordon, there's Dr. Begley now.
Oh, thanks. Doctor!
I'm sorry, Gordon, old man. It was a little girl, just as you said. We did everything we could.
And Helen?
Your wife's going to be all right. You can go in to see her, but for only a few minutes. And don't say anything. She doesn't know yet.
You're listening to Family Theater on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
An activity that can keep you active in the winter is rabbit hunting. I'll explain in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Momarsh Wines to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit momarsh.com.
Get outside this winter with or without dogs and walk your hunting land hunting for rabbits. Have a buddy walk through thick brush, beat on blowdowns, and wait for the rabbit to show his position. You will be surprised how many rabbits you can jump up in a day in the field. You will be surprised how many rabbits you can jump up in a day in the field. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
And now, J. Edgar Hoover celebrates the new year on The Family Theater on When Radio Was.
Just once more, Daddy, just once more.
I don't want to go to bed. Can we stay up just a little longer?
No. When Mommy says you go to bed, it's off to bed you're going. And remember what I told you about a big job all of us men have to do around this house from now on.
Oh, I know. We have to take care of Mommy. I'll beat you to bed, John. I'll bet you.
No, you won't. Come on.
Let me carry Billy, honey.
Well, be careful. He'll wake up.
I have him all right. You know, Helen, there's something I wanted to tell you. You've been so brave about Mary and...
Oh, if you want to know, Al, I'm really not brave or resigned either. Oh, a daughter would have meant everything to me.
I know, honey. That's why I was going to tell you about meeting old Mr. Weatherly this afternoon. He was saying we should be very happy.
Happy?
He meant about Mary. He said that now we have a little saint up in heaven all our own.
Well, I never thought of it that way. Our own little personal angel. Well...
Hey, let's have a little quiet back there. A fender could fall off and I wouldn't even hear it. How do you like it, honey?
Oh, I think it's the finest car we've ever owned.
Well, that's a fairly safe statement since it's our first one. Know something else, honey? I have a little secret.
Oh?
Any idea where we're going?
Not in the slightest. I hope you do. Alfred Gordon, you're up to something.
Well, I'm not quite up to it yet. Got a few more miles to go.
Where?
Yeah, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Here.
Hey, can we get out now, Daddy?
Hey, I want to climb that tree over there.
I want to run in the grass.
Now, don't get out until Daddy opens the door. What's this all about, Al?
Oh, it's just something I wanted to stop and have a good look at.
What?
Come on, before these youngsters tear the back out of my golden chariot.
Well, it's lovely out here, but
there's no place like the country. Fresh air, sunshine, green grass. And there's a little town right over that hill that has stores, banks...
Al, you're not thinking of moving up here.
That's just what I am thinking of.
You mean this empty house over here?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to a fellow last month, and I think, Helen, we're going to be able to swing it. You want to go in and see what it's like?
Can we?
Sure, I've got the keys right here.
Oh.
Come on, man, we've got something to investigate.
Al, have you bought it?
No, I haven't bought it.
Oh.
But, honey, I've been thinking. Maybe we could pay for it by installments, you know, like we did...
That does it. We're back on the installment plan. Yes, but this time I'm going to love it. Oh, I've always wanted a real home of our own.
Mrs. Gordon, may I have the pleasure of carrying you across the threshold and conducting you through the Gordon Castle? Oh, honey, it's only Thanksgiving, but this is going to be your Christmas present for 1941.
You're a lucky guy, Al. You must have seen this coming.
How's that, Joe?
You're all set up. Why, with your background, they'll tie you to a desk in Washington.
Maybe.
Say, fella, don't get any crazy ideas. You've got a wife and kids. You've got responsibilities.
Yeah, Joe. We've all got responsibilities now. It's my kids I'm thinking about because I want to see this country stay the way it was for me. where a guy can start from the bottom and work his way up.
I'll go along with you on that.
When are you going, Joe?
I'm shipping out next week.
Well, let's get together before you go. Come on up and have dinner with us. We're pretty well settled down in that little place we have up in Pelham.
I'd like to, Al, but this is...
Oh, come on. What do you mean? You're not going to just disappear, chap. Stick around on some island in the Pacific long enough and I'll catch up with you.
Nice going, Al. Well, so, good luck.
Joe, I never said a lot of thanks to you for what you did, but you always knew how I felt.
Forget it. I was just looking out for the interests of the company.
It's meant a lot to me.
Yeah, well, I'll be going. So long, Al.
So long, Joe. I'll catch up with you someplace.
Daddy's got a uniform.
Oh, Al, you look wonderful.
Not bad,
you
huh?
Look in your bag, Daddy.
All right, here you go. Up you go.
You look almost like an admiral.
He has a big coat like a man who opens the door down at the department store.
Man, you better be careful what you say. The Navy wouldn't like it, would they, Dad?
You're not kidding, Johnny. Roger better stick up for the Navy from now on.
I'm going to be a sailor someday, too.
All right, boys. Let Daddy go inside and take off his coat.
Have they all been good boys, Mummy?
Should I tell Daddy about the long list I have?
Oh, gee, Mom, you promised you'd forget about the list. And honest, Mom, I'm going to be good from now on.
Me too.
I'm always good sometimes.
Did I hear someone talking about a list?
There's no list today, Daddy.
No, Dad, we've been good. Haven't we, Mom?
Well, not too bad.
Honest, Dad, we've been good.
Well, you better be. And promise me, you're going to do everything Mommy tells you.
Oh, sure we
will. Yes, Daddy, we will.
Do you want to sit down and rest a while, Al?
Yeah.
Dinner isn't quite ready yet. You boys can go out and play.
Okay, come on, Roger.
Hey, wait, Roger.
Oh, you look tired. Things been pretty hectic for you lately.
I was just thinking, I don't have half the difficulties there are in your job taking care of those three Indians.
Oh, I love it.
That's why you're so good at it, honey.
You know, Al, when we sit here like this, I often get to wondering what Mary would have been like.
You still miss her very much.
Well, I guess I always will. Having a daughter in the house would have meant so much to me.
Yeah.
Do you have any word yet where you're going to be assigned?
What was that?
Al, you're not paying the slightest bit of attention to what I'm saying.
Pardon me, honey. I was just thinking, the way things are working out... Well, we didn't plan it this way.
Well, all our dreams can't come true, Al. It never happens that way for anyone. Oh, but we've had a lot of happiness together. When this is over, well, I better get out of this dreaming and get into the kitchen. Everything will be burned to a crisp.
Helen.
What?
Don't move for a minute. I want to remember you. Standing there. Just like that.
Time for a short break. We'll be right back on When Radio Was.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now, the final act of In Another Year from the Family Theater on When Radio Was.
Dear Al, I don't know where you are tonight as I am writing this letter. I know it's someplace in the Pacific. But wherever you are, Al, I know you'll be thinking of us this New Year's Day. I want you to know that we've been thinking of you and praying for you today. It's 10 o'clock now. Children are all in bed after a busy day. We observed the old Gordon family custom, and I took your place to introduce the boys for their speeches. Well, they were all surprisingly good and all about you. They send you their Happy New Year wishes because they said you're the bravest daddy in the world. And I think so, too, darling. Well, now I must give you the speeches. Been a long letter, Al. I guess I shouldn't be worrying you about the furnace breaking down and things like that, but I thought you'd like me to tell you. You know, our only thoughts and dreams are about you, looking forward to the day when you'll be back with us again. Now that the war is over, thank God that won't be long. I was sorry to hear about your friend Bob Saunders. I know you must have been very close to him. It's sad, his little youngster now, without a father or a mother. Oh, Al, I'll thank God every day of my life when you're safe back home again. Oh, my love. Good night, darling.
And this is the new year of 1948, a year that will be marked with opportunities for all of us. I hope every member of the Gordon family will take advantage of each opportunity that's given. And now for your New Year's resolution speeches. You have your names all written? John?
Yes, Pop.
Mary?
Yes, Daddy.
Roger?
Yes, Dad.
William?
I have the speech already.
Fine. Mother?
Yes, darling.
All right, I'll mix up the papers. Whom shall we be honored to have as our first speaker of the evening? Well, it's my pleasure to introduce a lovely young lady... Mary.
Well, this is my first New Year's speech, and I really... Well, I guess I've got a lot of resolutions, and I'm very happy in my new home, and I want to thank everybody. And this is going to be the loveliest year of my whole life. That's my resolution. And that's about all of my speech, too.
Very good, Mary. Very good for your first speech. And now, we have as our second speaker... Yeah, the kids went to bed quietly tonight. No pillow fights.
Yeah. Al, do you remember this night 15 years ago?
Yeah. It's a long time to look back, dear. Seems like a whole lifetime now.
And in a way, it seems only like yesterday. Remember when you were telling me all your plans for us? Oh, wonderful plans, Al.
It's surprising how many of them came true.
Yes. And the most wonderful thing, the way Mary came to live with us. She's like our own daughter now.
Your father'd be happy to know she's with us, honey. Bob Saunders was a guy with great hopes and dreams for his little girl.
Like you have, Al. For all of us.
Yes. But in another year, who knows? Maybe some more of them will come true.
In Another Year has starred Glenn Langan and Ruth Hussey. Now, our family theater host for tonight, J. Edgar Hoover.
The foundation of our democracy was built upon a firm faith in Almighty God. As our nation grew and prospered, as it overcame vicissitudes and adversities, its people never lost faith in a personal God. Our generation, it seems, has allowed old faithful religious practices to slip into oblivion. As a result, family life has been weakened. The nation has suffered, and many of its children have become spiritually starved. A godless home is built upon sand. It is an inviting breeding ground for moral decay and crime. My hope for the future of this nation is predicated upon the faith in God, which is nurtured in the family. No outside influence of a constructive nature can overcome the lack of a guiding light in the home, and the spark of this light must be the knowledge of God. The fuel must be the strength of prayer. This is the first day of a new year, a year in which great things will be accomplished, we hope. But the greatest thing we, as individuals, can do for ourselves and for our country will be to keep our families together in peace and happiness. There is no better way of doing our part for home life in America than by reestablishing the daily practice of family prayer in our homes, because families that pray together stay together. I wish every family from coast to coast a joyful and happy new year. Good night, and God bless you.
How about that? FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover hosting the Family Theater. In Another Year originally aired on January 1st, 1948. Lead actor Glenn Langan is occasionally heard on When Radio Was, starring as writer Barton Drake on the 1940s dramatic series Mystery Is My Hobby. Langan also did a fair amount of film work. His best-known pictures, The Snake Pit, Hangover Square, Dragon Wick, and The Amazing Colossal Man. Langan's radio co-star Ruth Hussey also appeared in a number of popular pictures. She was seen in The Uninvited, The Women, The Great Gatsby, Another Thin Man, and I, Jane Doe. She also earned an Oscar nomination. It was for a supporting role playing a news photographer in a 1940 George Cukor-directed comedy film, which was also nominated for a Best Picture Academy Award. Further hint, that movie starred Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, and Jimmy Stewart. I'll name it and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING77.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING77 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember promo code KING77 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard Ruth Hussey in a New Year's-themed episode of The Family Theater, and I mentioned she was an Oscar nominee. It was for a 1940 comedy film directed by George Cukor, which picked up 6 Academy Award nominations. The answer is The Philadelphia Story. By the way, the Best Picture winner that year, Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca. Shockingly, that famed thriller director's only Oscar-winning Best Picture. Back to The Philadelphia Story. While Ruth Hussey lost the Best Supporting Actress Oscar to Jane Darwell for The Grapes of Wrath, and...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Academy Award. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we have once again run out of time, but I want to remind you to take a little time and visit our website. It's easy to remember, it's just the name of the show, whenradiowas.com. WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radio Spirits.